long-term relationship.
eHarmony matches you at a deeper level.
It's the best thing that's ever happened to me.
Dating sites match on a picture and a paragraph. At eHarmony, we match you at the deepest levels, and it simply works. To the tune of 90 people who fall in love and get married every single day. So if you're looking for the love of your life, log on to eHarmony.com. Get your compatibility profile, a $50 value, free. eHarmony.com.
It's the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about.
314-454-0400. 1-877-920-WGNU. The award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown right here on AM 920 WGNU.
Time now for another edition of the Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown. Views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or advertisers of WGNU Radio. This broadcast is a production of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio, and is intended solely for the information and entertainment of our listening audience. Any rebroadcast, transcribing, recording, or other use of this material without the expressed written consent of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio is strictly prohibited. We ask that you govern your calls within the bounds of brevity and good taste. And now, the Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
Was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
In this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome, 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 welcome to the Morning Wake-Up Call. I am Liz Brown. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. Get up. Get up. Get to me. My goodness gracious. We have all kinds of stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. Get up. Get up. Get to me. Oh, Lord. Lord, 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 we have a lot of stuff to talk about. Zakawi, they say, is dead, huh? United States military helped kill him. That's what the news reports are coming out saying right now. The question we all should be asking ourselves is, what difference will this make? Will this make a difference? By the way, 13 people were killed in a roadside bombing moments after the announcement of Zakawi. Another 4 or 5 people were killed in another roadside bombing. I think we really need to ask ourselves, is the killing of Zakawi more of a propagandist victory? We got him, we got him, we got him. For those of you that don't know, the insurgency is not simply Zakawi. There are 4 or 5 or 6 or 7 other groups, more than that, that are part of the so-called insurgency. And this administration has, I think that we all should be a little slow to embrace a definition by this administration of what victory is. We've been on the poop deck where mission accomplished was announced to us. We've been on that poop deck before. We were told that once we get Saddam Hussein, baby, you know, baby, bar the door, it's done, toast, we're out of here. How'd that work out for us? It hasn't. This administration has been very, very, very successful. Very, 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 very addicted. Very, 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 very much committed to propaganda and trying to put a face on this war. Why do you put a face on this war? You put a face so that you can rally the troops, rally the citizens around the enemy. When the enemy is faceless, it's more difficult. Even communism had Russia, had Red China. We had names and faces and places. Iraq is not a hotbed of terrorism. Oh, yes, it is. I'm sorry, but my bad. It is because since we've been there. I think that we all should be slow to, and I suspect the American people have been Barnum and Bailey'd enough by this administration to be slow to any kind of, oh, yay, we won, our team won. No, there's one man dead in Iraq, so they say. Even that I have to, I've seen the tapes from 9/11, even that I have to look at with a critical and questioning eye. You say you got him. Okay. Maybe you did, maybe you didn't. If you did, the question is, how is that going to impact what's going on in Iraq? The fact that remains that Iraq is an occupied country. Every human being resists occupation. Haditha. There are doctors now that are saying that, oh, there are dozens of Hadithas out there. How does a country respond to a Haditha? Do they embrace the people that committed the atrocities in Haditha? Or do they continue to resist the people that committed the atrocities in Haditha? No, baby, no, no. Iraq is an occupied country. Human beings resist, as they should, occupation. We're not fighting a war in Iraq. We are occupying it. So what does the death of this man mean? In an occupied country where there is a horrific reputation of the occupiers, the war will rage on. The insurgency, so-called insurgency, will rage on. That's my assessment. You're getting ready. You're getting ready to be propagandized, y'all. Fasten your seatbelts. There won't be as many banners as there were with Mission Accomplished. I think they've learned their lesson. There won't be stickers over made in China boxes by this administration. There won't be that kind of theatrically produced success announcements. George Bush will be cautious. He won't be, "We got him dead," rather than alive. He won't be quite out there like that. But trust me, you will be propagandized. You will be. And while you're being propagandized, know this. Ethan Watada, a 27-year-old first lieutenant in the United States Army. He joined the Army in 2003 during the run-up to the Iraq War. And he turned in his resignation to protest that war in January 2006. He expects to receive orders in late June, and he's poised to become the first lieutenant to refuse to deploy to Iraq, setting the stage for the biggest movement of GI resistance since the Vietnam War. He faces court-martial, up to 2 years in prison, a dishonorable discharge. He says speaking against an illegal and immoral war is worth all of this and more. Huh? 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 How's this war working out for us, y'all? How's it working out? D.
Good morning, Dr. Brown.
How are you?
I'm excellent, as are you. With Zarqawi, 50 people probably take his place.
Already been doing that.
You know, the propaganda is going to really start about Boy George in about 10 minutes on live TV. I had to turn it off. You know, maybe the enemy is within the United States. You know, have you noticed about all this ID theft among the soldiers?
Isn't that something?
Now listen to me.
All right.
This is going to be the opportunity for our soldiers to have those computer chips put in them. This is the opportunity.
You mean this is the reason why they will say that we must be chipped. We must be chipped because there are paper records out there of us. We will
ain't gonna help us.
We're going to destroy the paper records.
Yep.
Just let us chip you.
Now you got to watch.
All right now.
Okay, have a good one.
All right. 4-5. How can I have a good one after that? 4-5-4-0-400 is my phone number. 4-5-4-6-6-0-9. Huh. Remember the grandpa, tell us about the good old days. Remember the good old days when we talked about, we feared about, our great concern from our good government was a national ID card. Step over, baby. It's 2000. Our worry now is being chipped. Our worry now is being chipped. 4-5-4-0-400 is my phone number. 4-5-4-6-6-0-9 is my fax. You want to, huh? The thickening haze of secrecy surrounding the executive branch. Dick Cheney, and his office has declared itself exempt from a yearly requirement to report how it uses its power to classify secret information. Dick Cheney has said, bump y'all, so many times in so many ways. And when he's not saying bump all y'all, he's shooting people in the face to make certain that you understand that he means it. He said, I ain't telling y'all nothing. Kiss my grits. I ain't telling you nothing. Shut up and get out my way before I shoot you. Whoo, Lord. Whoo, Lord. You scared yet? Gasoline. I cussed so hard that I had to roll up my windows yesterday. Gasoline is $3.09 a gallon. Gasoline is $3.09 a gallon. If y'all don't lose your mind, I don't know what to tell you. Gasoline is $3.09 a gallon. Middle grade is $2.99. If we're not getting ganked, I don't know what to say. If y'all don't decide to kick every single one of them out of the office, I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to tell you. Gasoline is over $3 in Missouri. Where was it a year ago? Where was it 3 years ago? And don't you tell me, don't you try to tell me that we don't have enough refineries. Kiss my grits. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, Miss Brown.
Good morning.
Unbelievable. Yesterday I heard a little radio snippet, and I've been noticing this for quite a while about our friend, Mr. Bin Laden. You notice how he's been disappearing from the radio radar screen?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I heard that, well, he really didn't have anything to do with this. And I thought, what? And I thought, finally, they've come this far now. They've been taking him off the radar screen a little bit at a time. And now all of a sudden they said, well, Bin Laden really didn't have anything. I think this has got to do with Saudi Arabia and George's friends over there. You know, blood's thicker than water, and that's a relative.
Oil is thicker than all of it.
Right. And I think, I don't know, I could be wrong. Maybe he's dead. I don't know anything about it. I just got a suspicion he is living in one of those palaces in Saudi Arabia.
He hasn't for years and years and years. I think he's still doing his thing.
Yeah, but how come all of a sudden now he's not our enemy?
Well, because then you don't have to go after him and be held accountable for catching him.
You got that right.
That's why. That's why.
But have you noticed that, how he's disappeared?
Well, yeah, because they can't catch him. So why not make him not a problem, and that way you're not responsible for catching him?
Have a good weekend.
All right. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get up. Get to me. We're going to take a break. My name is Liz Brown. This is the wake-up call. Get to me.
Good morning, St. Louis. 30 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU, I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Account Temps. southbound 270 Tessound Ferry and 55, look for paving operations. Northbound 55 at Butler Hill and 270, look for an accident clear to the shoulder. Eastbound 70 at Cave Springs is closed. There's an exit closed due to road construction. Eastbound 44 from Bowles to 270 looks good. Northbound 270 to 44 is on move. Eastbound 40 from Boone Bridge to 270, no problems to report. Eastbound 70 at T.R. Hughes, the traffic's starting to slow down there a bit, but we should be okay. Westbound 270 from 367 to 170 looks good. Westbound Kingbridge traffic at Cleves Landing, look for traffic building as it's heading into downtown. Westbound 64, northbound Route 3, no problems to report there on the Poplar Street Bridge. However, westbound 5570 at the Poplar Street Bridge, paving operations and three lanes, or traffic's reduced to three lanes and it's slow in the right lane, so you want to use caution there, as well as westbound East Bridge traffic. Look for traffic to be stacking up a bit as you're heading into downtown. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Account Temps, the world's first and largest specialized temporary financial staffing firm. Call or visit them today at accounttemps.com. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Saturday. For today, mostly sunny, high around 90. This evening, partly cloudy with a low in the upper 60s. Friday, partly cloudy, once again high in the upper 80s. Friday evening, a chance for showers with a low in the upper 60s. And Saturday, partly sunny, chance for showers with a high in the mid-80s. Currently, we have 69 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 68. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the top of the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Time again to register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now.
Looks like Six Flags St. Louis is kicking off its best season ever with a 45th anniversary and the largest expansion in park history. And here with us on the phone right now, the one and only Tasmanian Devil, Taz. Taz, you there? Yeah, Taz, it's a pleasure to speak to you, too. My wife's doing great. Listen, we've heard so much about the expansion. Tell us about it. So, you've got the all-new Superman Tower of Power, the Bugs Bunny National Park, and the Justice League superheroes? And it's all part of the 45th anniversary, which has shows, nightly parades, and a laser light show? Wow, that's a lot, considering you've already got some of the world's most amazing rides and family entertainment. Is there anything else? Six Flags is what? Oh, I see. Six Flags is more than a theme park. It's an experience. And get discount tickets at SixFlags.com.
Want to help local charities and not-for-profit groups? Want to have a great time doing it? Then head down to Patty Long's 9th Street Abbey in Soulard this Friday from 5 till 9 p.m. for a party on the patio. Every week, a different organization receives a portion of the proceeds and all the tips their volunteer servers can bring in. There's a featured drink each week, free hors d'oeuvres, and live music. Summer fun and helping others has never been so easy. Party on the patio with Patty Long's 9th Street Abbey all summer long. This week's party benefits COCA, the Center of Creative Arts.
No more calls for the Friday drawing. We have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. Thank you.
Get in the zone. AutoZone. When it's time for a brake job, AutoZone is your brake headquarters with everything you need to do the job right, including helpful advice and great prices. Replacing your brakes is easy, and AutoZone has a full line of brakes to fit practically any car and any budget, including Duralast brakes, brakes that are built to last and backed by a limited lifetime warranty. Don't risk your safety with worn-out brakes. Change your brakes and get in the zone. AutoZone.
Prizes awarded on WGNU will be held for pickup at the radio station for 30 days. After 30 days, all items become the sole property of WGNU Radio to be disposed of at our discretion. In the case of event tickets, tickets will be held for 30 days or until the date of the event, whichever comes first. Prizes must be picked up at our studios, which are located at 265 Union Boulevard in St. Louis, unless otherwise specified.
This is Donna Gamash.
And this is Sabrina Underwood.
Join us for Women Inspiring Women every weekday afternoon at 1 o'clock on AM 920 WGNU. Every day, Sabrina and I will bring you amazing women who will motivate, inspire, educate, and entertain you.
Every Tuesday and Thursday, we'll share stories of women like you who had a professional or personal dream and dared to make it happen.
So join me, Donna Gamache,
and me, Sabrina Underwood,
for Women Inspiring Women every weekday from 1 to 2 p.m. on AM 920 WGNU, where we discuss the issues that matter most to you.
A voice for those that should be heard. This is the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Four five four oh four hundred is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll free long distance is 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Get up. Get to me. Ooh, we need to talk about we need to talk about all of the races that took place during Tuesday's election. We need to talk about that, where that leads us, where that leaves us, where that where we're gonna go. But I want to, since I'm fussing about these doggone gas prices, I want to stay here for a minute. I may have to turn my truck in. This is crazy. Bank of America will unveil a program today to offer several thousand employees in Boston a $3,000 cash incentive to buy a hybrid car. Google Inc., Timberland are also offering perks to workers who drive fuel-saving vehicles. At Timberland, that's in New Hampshire, hybrid car drivers not only get a $3,000 rebate from the company, they get to park in special reserved spaces near the front of the building, making them the only ones besides the chairman of Timberland with their own spots. Some auto insurers are offering rate discounts. Check this out. The city of New Haven allows anybody driving a hybrid car to park free at city meters. Isn't that something? Combined with federal tax credits of up to $3,400 for a hybrid purchase, corporate programs make the cost of hybrid cars comparable to or cheaper than their traditional counterparts. Check this out. In Massachusetts, you get a hybrid car, you get to park at a meter for free. For free. In Massachusetts, Governor Mitt Romney, that's an interesting name, I like saying that, Mitt Romney, he is announcing that he will back a proposal to give a $2,000 income tax deduction for purchasing select fuel-efficient vehicles, sales tax rebate, and the right to drive in highway carpool lanes regardless of the number of people that you have in your vehicle. And all of these incentives may tip the balance for some consumers. Robin Tangney, brand marketing manager at a Bank of America in Boston, said that she and her husband, they drive a lot for work. They had been thinking about a hybrid but worried about the cost. With the added incentive, she said they may buy one this year. Now, a typical hybrid car costs about, I don't know, several thousand dollars more than its traditional counterpart. For example, Honda Accord hybrid costs $30,000 compared with the regular gas power Accord that ranges from $18,000 to $27,000. Bank of America will test its program in Boston, L.A., and Charlotte, North Carolina. Or they're going to give $2,000 and $3,000 rebates to buy a hybrid. At Timberland, 15 of its 5,600 employees have bought hybrids since the rebates were introduced in 2004. Oh, Jesus. Bonnie Mohanan bought a Toyota Highlander hybrid. You know, do you know how many gallons she gets to, how many miles she gets to a gallon? 29 miles per gallon. 29 miles per gallon. She now saves $485 a year on gas. Her Toyota Highlander hybrid gets 29 miles to a gallon. Hybrid cars tend to get better gas mileage. Of course, there's the obvious environmental piece. At Google, more than 100 of the 6,800 employees have received either a $5,000 cash back on their purchase or $2,000 towards a leased hybrid. Nationwide, hybrid car registrations increased 139% from 139% to 199%. Here's the catch. Even as hybrid cars gain in popularity, there's still a debate about whether all models are a good investment. See, that's the thing. Just because you buy a hybrid doesn't mean you're going to get this. You really need to do your research on this. Hybrid SUVs get roughly 30 miles per gallon, similar to a regular sedan, but higher than many regular SUVs. Let me tell you, I don't get any 30 miles per gallon with my truck. I've never seen 30 miles per gallon with my truck. Google requires its workers' hybrids to get more than 45 miles to a gallon to qualify for its incentives. I want to cry. There are cars that get 45 miles per gallon. Oh. If, in case you haven't just noticed the gas prices, gas is now $3.09 a gallon. $3.09 a gallon. Oh, man, they're ganking us. They are ganking us. $3.09. The middle grade gas is $2.99. I will not be cruising. I will be planning every single trip that I make. This is madness. This is absolute madness. People say that, no, this administration tells us. The face of terror, we can paint it with Zakawi, right? Okay. I'll take that. I will buy that. I will accept that. I won't even question that anymore. If we can paint the face of terrorism with Zakawi's face, then whose face do we paint on these high gas prices? I got one. Begins with a G, ends with a B. Begins with a G, ends with a B. My name is Liz Brown. We're going to take a break. You need to get to me. Don't forget, this Saturday, day after tomorrow, the Urban Institute. That's right. U of I, Urban Institute. Friday, 9 o'clock at 10, the address, 1020 North Taylor. 1020 North Taylor. Okay? Be there. Irene J. Smith and myself, we're going to be there. We're going to be talking. We're going to talk about what we're going to talk about when Irene gets here for Eye on the Lou. So put that on the calendar Saturday, 9 o'clock, 1020 North Taylor. We're taking a break. I'm Liz Brown.
Every ghetto, every city, and suburban place I've been, made me recall my days in the New Jerusalem. You know it's hot, don't forget what you got. Looking back.
You don't have to travel all the way to the mall to visit your Sears. Why don't you visit the only black-owned and operated Sears located at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. Sears, where else?
Where else, where else, where else, where else, where else? Washer, dryers, refrigerator, stove, big screen television, little screen DVD players. They've got it all at Sears. And it's, look, gas is $3.09 a gallon. You don't go to the mall. Stay right here in the city of St. Louis, the only Sears in the city of St. Louis, Union and Natural Bridge. Get on over to Sears when you get your shop on. Tell them Liz Brown told you to.
Hi, I'm Roy DeBose from Roy's Transmission.
This is Willie Stepney, Stepney Bowes Auto Body.
Join Roy DeBose and Willie Stepney with the Community Repair Answer Hour, Sundays, 6 to 8 p.m. We will feature experts to answer your questions on all sorts of repair. Join us Sundays, 6 to 8 p.m.
Again, to register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now. This is your wake-up call global news update. Dateline Trenton. The pharmaceutical company Johnson & Johnson has quietly reached confidential settlements with 11 of 12 people in New Jersey who had sued over side effects from its Ortho-Evra birth control patch. Health problems have included life-threatening blood clots and strokes. There are still over 100 other suits pending in courts, but the manufacturer earlier this year started making cash payments to women who claim they were injured by the product. A lawyer for one of the plaintiffs says he's not surprised that Johnson & Johnson is capitulating so quickly on this matter. Unlike the Vioxx drug issues, which tended to affect older people who might not be alive after years of litigation, the OrthoPatch court cases involve women who are in their prime and will likely still be here in 10 or 15 years. It is known that the FDA knew that blood clots associated with the patch were 3 times more likely to occur than with the pill. But no requests for follow-up studies were ever called for before approval was granted. One case from Madison County, Illinois, cited a woman who had to undergo anticoagulant therapy and vascular surgery because she developed blood clots in her right calf and thigh. 5 million of those patches were sold since it went on the market in 2002. This is your wake-up call global news update. No more calls for the Friday drawing. We have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. Thank you.
This is Mark Hinderleiter, host of Lessons in Leadership. Every Friday afternoon, I interview high-level leaders about leadership issues that matter most. As far as I know, it's the only show of its kind. Whether you're an executive, manager, teacher, coach, volunteer leader, or the head of a family, this show is for you. You'll get practical tips from real leaders on topics that can give you the competitive edge in the marketplace. Tune in every Friday afternoon at 4 o'clock to Lessons in Leadership.
Hi, this is Brett Rosen with Head Thumping Talk Radio on WGNU. Just letting you know that we are moving to a new time from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. every Thursday morning, dedicated to making you mad or making you think since 1999.
Watching everything the engineer would move.
Real life on the cutting edge. It's the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get up, get up, get to me. You're on the Wake Up Call.
Good morning, Liz.
Dimitri, good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm outstanding. How are you?
And also, I had a heartwarming experience. I want to tell you that on the street, what you're talking about is taking effect. You know, we all love Hugo Chavez.
Yes.
Citgo is owned by Venezuela. You know that, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, yesterday I went to get gasoline, and on the way to the Citgo station, I have to pass a mobile station. There was one car there, and they have 24 pumps. When I got to the Citgo station, every pump was taken, and I and another car had to wait, you know, in order for there to be an open spot to get gasoline. And here's the kicker to that, Liz. I talked to the manager, and I said, Citgo gasoline comes from Venezuela. And this man said, that monster, he said, we don't agree with what he's doing. What we're going to do to this station is that we're going to convert this station to a quick trip. We're not going to buy any more Venezuelan gas. And I said to him, look at the people coming in here and want to buy the gas. Why would you do that? He said, we don't want to have anything to do with that monster. I can't believe that.
Well, it reminds me of the same thing that or similar thing that happened when when Barry Bonds broke Babe Ruth's record.
Yes.
And he hit the ball into the stand.
Yes.
The guy that caught it was a young, or I don't know how old he was, but a white guy. You know what the first thing that he said when he caught the ball was?
I know the incident.
He said, I can't stand Barry Bonds. I hate that guy. So it's the same kind of it's just monumental, stupefying stupidity and rage that taps into something that I can't get to. It's a rage that it comes down to color. It comes down to color. It comes down to a willingness to, when super patriotism causes people to say something like that about a person that they don't know anything about, what's the reason that they're so willing to go there? Race is the easing factor.
And I agree with you. And I saw Barry Bonds hit a home run in Chicago. After he had struck out three times, he won the game. They booed him every time he struck out and called him all kind of vile names. This man maintained his dignity as he approached the dugout. He made no sign that he was affected by all of the rude remarks. And when he hit the home run, he was also a gentleman. He went straight to the dugout. He didn't do any showboating. You can't help but admire a man like that.
I'd step on the showboat. Thanks for your call. 454-0400 is my phone. I'd step on the showboat. 454-0400 is my phone number. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about. You're on the Wake Up Call.
Some questions there, you know. First of all, what in the world does America, where they need high-word cars, okay, when Bush and his men thinks that the answer to the problems is gas, was that when that's what he wants. I'm thinking he wants you to sell gas like what you says, you know.
You're saying that Bush's administration would push hybrid cars?
That's right.
No, they're not. They've never pushed hybrid cars. Okay. What they've done is that hybrid cars take away from dependency on oil. The Bush administration has never pushed hybrid cars. It is not in their interest to push anything but an oil dependency.
I thought so.
So, no, they're not pushing hybrid cars. These are businesses that are pushing hybrid cars. Bush says that there is no global warming, and it's certainly not caused by the way that we use cars.
Right. Okay. Well, thank you very much.
You're more than welcome.
About that, yeah.
All right, Vernon.
Mm-hmm.
454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long distance is 1-877-920-WGNU. You're on the wake-up call.
Hi, Liz. Did you have Michael Berger on your show?
Who's
This is the guy that's telling the truth about what happened with 9/11.
I don't believe we've had Michael Berger.
Oh, okay, because I was. If you get a chance, hopefully you can get him on your show, because this man has brought out some very interesting points about this 9/11 that's not true. His name was Michael Berger, and he's getting ready to make a movie, a documentary, or something on it. But, Liz, did you see the other day? This was a discussion we had the other day. This man that, okay, first he shot somebody. I don't know who it was. Then he shot the police because the police in critical condition. And then he went to somebody's house, kicked the door in, and shot that person. Then he shot someone on the street. And through all of that, the police never did anything to this man. They arrested him. But my point is, how do they have the police, and I hope police is hearing me and can call in here and tell me, where do they get all of this restraint when it comes to white people that do all of this kind of crime? Now, this man shot a police. He did everything. But they never beat him, and they never shot him and killed him. You know,
it's
I don't know if you heard about this case last week that happened.
It's not about the crime. It's about those who stand accused of it.
Okay, Liz.
All right, Dolores. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. You're on the wake-up call.
Yes, Liz. You know, the administration reacts thusly. The Department of Justice, through the special prosecutor, has been asked to investigate X, and Cheney will send a letter or tell them no one will talk to you and you will not get a piece of paper. So it's astonishing. And the most frightening thing is we only have 973 more days of Bush and Cheney. Thank you very much.
We're going to take a break, folks. Going to go to the top of the hour. But before we do, I want you to remember, put it on your calendar, Saturday. U of I, that's right, the Urban Institute is meeting. Irene J. Smith and myself, we're going to be talking about the Team 4 plan. We're going to be talking about also how the Team 4 plan feeds into how charter schools, the voter ID bill, eminent domain, are the foul seeds of the procreation of the child, the wicked children of the Team 4 plan. We're going to be having that discussion. You don't want to miss it at the Firehouse. That's 1020 North Taylor, right off Del Mar, 1020 North Taylor. My name is Liz Brown. I'll be back with Eye on the Loop, Irene J. Smith. Stay with me.
All over the world, Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight. I will never say that Martin Luther is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, stop me.
Truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease.
For the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
latest from ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger.
6:15 Baghdad time, Special Operation Forces, acting on tips and intelligence from Iraqis, confirms Arkawi's location, and delivered justice to the most wanted terrorist in Iraq.
President Bush, in a speech from the White House Rose Garden just moments ago on the death of Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, the leader of al-Qaeda in Iraq, killed in an air raid today north of Baghdad. ABC's Miguel Marquez has details from Baghdad.
The Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki just announced to the world that the Jordanian terrorist Abu Musab al-Zarqawi was killed, to great applause to all of those who were in his office listening to his to him speak.
Zarqawi was, in fact, one of the two most wanted men in the world. ABC's Martha Raddatz in Washington says his death could have an impact on all deaths in Iraq.
Zarqawi has been responsible for much of the terrorism in Iraq. Military leaders have said all along if Zarqawi was captured or killed, that would not end, and certainly the insurgency would not end. And as you know, there's been a lot of sectarian violence of late. They do not expect that to abate, but they do believe the suicide bombings and the efforts that Zarqawi has made in Iraq will certainly die down to some extent.
Andy, it wasn't long before there was another attack, an explosion today in eastern Baghdad. At least 12 people were killed. The USS Cole will be heading to the Middle East later today, making its first deployment to the region since the attack in Yemen nearly 6 years ago that killed 17 sailors. The missile destroyer will be on a six-month mission. 17 gold stars now line a passageway as a tribute to the victims of the attack. President Bush will sign a bill today that calls for stepped-up safety in the nation's mines. The bill passed the House last night. It's already made it through the Senate, and it comes after several mining incidents with several fatalities this year. This is ABC News.
Make this Father's Day one he won't forget with a gift from Lowe's. Choose any of these great gifts for only $39. A Black & Decker 18-volt drill with 75-piece kit and carry bag. Or a Dremel rotary tool with 49 bits and cutters. Or a 10-gallon 4-horsepower shop vac with super quiet motor. Can't make up your mind? Then get a Lowe's gift card or get 10% off your first purchase when you open a new Lowe's consumer credit card account from June 7th to the 11th. This Father's Day, hurry to Lowe's, where you can always find great gifts for great guys. Lowe's. Let's build something together. Offers may vary. See store for details.
There are infinite dynamics in business. There's the every customer is a repeat customer dynamic, or the pleased to meet you and here's how we can help you dynamic, or the old the customer is always right even when you know they're wrong dynamic. And to help you master such dynamics, there's Microsoft Dynamics, software solutions that are specially designed to improve your customer relationship, financial, and supply chain management. To find out more, visit Microsoft.com/Microsoft Dynamics.
There's another plot twist in what is becoming the ongoing saga of steroid use in Major League Baseball. This time it involves Arizona Diamondbacks pitcher Jason Grimley, who now says yes, he too is juiced.
Major League Baseball may have what it says is the strongest steroid testing program in professional sports, but Jason Grimley told a federal investigator a boatload of players still use human growth hormone. There is no reliable test for that. So ESPN baseball analyst John Kruk said it has become the substance of choice for players who need a fix.
And it's in anything, any walk of life, any profession. You find a way to get around certain things, you're going to do it. And right now, Major League Baseball can't test for human growth hormone.
The game says it is now in the process of funding a study to develop one. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
If you're planning to take your laptop or your BlackBerry with you on vacation this summer, you're not alone. A survey by CareerBuilder.com says over a quarter of us plan to do some work on our break, and 7% think just taking a vacation increases your chances of getting fired. Daria Aldinger, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU Newsroom.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Bryant-Meyer with your WGNU news update for the 7 o'clock hour. In the news this Thursday, a South St. Louis man is charged with a string of burglaries and sexual assaults near his home. 21-year-old Keith Neighbors is charged with one count of forcible rape, one count of attempted forcible rape, two counts of forcible sodomy, and several counts of burglary and stealing. The charges are in connection with five incidents between January 31st and June 1st. Three of those crimes took place in the 3600 block of Minnesota, where police say Neighbors lived. A transportation research group will release a report today on the conditions and needs of Missouri's interstates. The Road Information Program's report includes lists of the most congested stretches of interstate in Missouri, most needed maintenance projects, and interstate bridges most in need of repair. TRIP representatives will outline the report at 8:30 this morning. Attorney General Jay Nixon is taking two businesses to court for alleged violations of the state no-call law. The lawsuit asks for temporary restraining orders against Florida-based First United Mortgage and Texas-based Scorpio Systems Limited. Nixon alleges that the two companies made almost 150 calls to Missourians on the no-call list. Finally this hour, members of the Red Hat Society are in St. Louis for their annual convention. There are about 2,000 Red Hat ladies in town to take part in the convention, which runs through Sunday at the America Center. Linda Glenn, the queen of the rowdy Red Hat mamas, says the Red Hat Society is about friendship.
A camaraderie, a sisterhood, a platform, a vehicle with which to be who we are. We gather to play. We do good things and charity work, but under the umbrella of the Red Hat Society, it's basically fun, food, friendship, frivolity.
The Red Hat Society was founded in 1998, and there are currently more than a million members and 40,000 chapters around the world. The conference was originally supposed to be held in New Orleans, but was moved to St. Louis following Hurricane Katrina. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by Sonic, America's Drive-In. Try Sonic's tasty and hearty bacon, egg, and cheese breakfast burrito. Make it a combo with Sonic's classic tots or fries and regular coffee or soft drink. Breakfast at Sonic. It's not just good, it's Sonic good. That's your look at local news for the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by McDonald's Restaurants. Westbound 44 between Antar and Lewis. There's an incident that's been cleared after an earlier car fire. There's no delays. Eastbound 78 Cape Springs closed due to road construction. Northbound 270 from Teson Ferry to Marshall. Look for heavy traffic. Eastbound 70 from K to 79. Look for heavy traffic. Westbound 270 at Illinois 203. All the way to the Canal Bridge. Look for slow traffic there. Westbound 270 at West Florissant and 170. Look for congestion going on there. Westbound 64 to 5570 split. No problems to report there. Westbound Kingbridge traffic is slow all the way in Queens Landing. Northbound Route 3 from 8th Street onto the Poplar Street Bridge. Those ramps are slow. And westbound 5570 as well as eastbound 5570, you can expect delays on the Poplar Street Bridge. They are paving, and it's causing some delays coming into the St. Louis metropolitan area. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by McDonald's Restaurant. Just how thirsty are you? Quench your thirst without ever leaving the cool air conditioning of your car with a huge-sized soft drink at McDonald's for only 89 cents. McDonald's, I'm loving it. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Saturday. For today, mostly sunny, high around 90. This evening, partly cloudy with a low in the upper 60s. For Friday, partly cloudy skies, a high in the upper 80s. Friday evening, a chance of showers with a low in the upper 60s. And Saturday, partly sunny again, a chance of showers with a high in the mid 80s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 69 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 69 as well. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's Eye on the Lou with Irene J. Smith and Liz Brown. That is up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Hi, this is Danny Glover, and you're listening to the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown on WGNU.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. You were born with power.
love, peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress has been made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal treatment.
So we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
It's time now for Eye on the Lou. Redistricting, hand-picked school board members, up-and-coming elections, recalls, battles in Jefferson City, knockdown.
Welcome to Eye on the Lou. I'm Liz Brown. I'm here with Irene J. Smith. Irene J. Smith, good morning.
Good morning, Liz, and the listening audience.
We have some stuff to talk about this morning. We've spent a lot of time and done a lot of analysis of a lot of the Democratic races that are going on in the city of St. Louis and the state of Missouri. What do you think about turning our attention to the Republican side of the aisle, some of these races that are going on out here?
You're talking about the Republicans or the Democrats that are acting like Republicans or the Republicans that are acting like Democrats?
All of the above. You want to start at the top? Why don't we start with the discussion of this whole concept of Republicans pursuing the community of African descent? Can we have that conversation?
Yes.
And to do that, I guess we probably need to start at the top of the ticket with Jim Talent.
Exactly.
Because Jim Talent is engaging in behavior that is kind of similar but different in the specific things that he is doing. Republicans pursuing black voters. What's your thoughts on that?
You know, I think it's understood that, as Minister Farrakhan has always said, we are the margin of victory, and Talon understands that since he's facing a very serious challenge with Clara McCaskill in November. One of the things that Talon is doing, and he's introduced legislation dealing with unsolved civil rights crimes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he introduced the Unsolved Civil Rights Crime Act, and one of the main things that we talked about is a little addressing lynching.
Mm-hmm.
That's not something that you would expect a Jim Talent to introduce, although it's a safe kind of thing. But in a way, it could also be perceived when you think about the role of the Senate in terms of not wanting to issue apologies about the lynchings and things of that nature. You know, he's stepping out there a little bit.
And let's talk about that for a second, because it's one of those things that I'm certain that your mother told you. I know my mom and dad told me this as well. I know your dad told you this too. You are judged by, evaluated by the people, the company that you keep. Okay?
Oh,
your
yes.
mom and daddy told
yes,
you that,
right.
All right? And so it is interesting to see, because it's going to be a delicate thing for, or an interesting dance that Jim Talent's going to have to do. is try to separate himself out from the party that he has, the party that he is a member of.
Exactly.
And I guess the one way to figure out what his party affiliation is or what his party connectivity is by looking at some of his votes.
Exactly.
You know, so it's a distinctive dance because there aren't a whole lot of Republican senators in the United States of America that are introducing legislation to with any specificity about black folks that speak to black folks issues.
Yeah, you know, it's like I haven't seen what Todd Akins introduce any legislation to that effect.
That speaks specifically to us.
Exactly.
And I guess we need to talk about you mentioned it briefly about the weight of something like this, the weight of this, and I want to say it again, the Unsolved Civil Rights Crime Act. What is the weight of the introduction of a legislation like that? Because, and let's be clear, this was first introduced, and it was introduced last year, 2005, by Talent, Christopher Dodd, Kenny Hulsoff, Republican from Missouri, they joined in on it. So what is the weight of such legislation?
First of all, it would create a section of the Civil Rights Division for the Justice Department. It would create a special section dealing with this.
Mm-hmm.
And it would open up a unit also for in the FBI, an investigatory arm in the FBI. You said, oh, this is not just like passing a resolution that, you know, okay, feel-good resolution.
Mm-hmm. We love
this
black
is,
people.
Blah, we blah, love blah. Black people. I think it was a shame they lynched them.
Mm-hmm.
But this is actually legislation that would create a division of the civil rights unit and then create an investigatory arm in the FBI. So this is look like we really going to do something here.
Ah, but therein lies the rub, Irene J. Smith, because this thing costs $10 million.
Ooh.
So the question is whether or not, okay, you've introduced legislation. Do you get credit for it, or do you get credit for introduction, or should you be evaluated on the introduction and what's the finalizing of legislation called?
The passage.
The passage of legislation. This is legislation that would cost $10 million in its implementation. So it hasn't been passed yet.
No.
It's been introduced. It's been thrown out there. We know about it because I had a guest that came on the show a few weeks ago to talk about the lynching in Stone Mountain, near Stone Mountain, Georgia, 1946, that he was praising Jim Talent for introducing this piece of legislation that could help solve that bring those people to justice. But it hasn't been passed.
No,
yet.
It has not.
You know, so, but, and so I guess it's kind of like what George Bush is doing now, or his team wants to do now to use the, or is this like what George Bush is trying to do right now with Massawi, trying to paint, use that as a propaganda piece? Does that really mean that we've made a dent in the so-called insurgency in Iraq by the killing of this man? Does it really mean that Jim Talent has made a effort to articulate, prioritize, and deliver on issues with the black community with the introduction of this piece of legislation to give $10 million to the FBI to investigate these crimes?
I don't think it does, but I think what it does, since I think when you look at Jim Talent from the prospect of the African-American community, a lot of people don't have a hard on, so to speak, for Jim Talent.
Technically, legally speaking.
Legally speaking, you know. Some people might have more of a hard on for Kit Bond, you know. They say, oh, don't use that word, hard on. Don't use that word. But, you know, there's a lot of folks that may not be so mad at Jim Talent. So when you take something like this, he wraps himself in this unsolved civil rights crimes.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, well, maybe he's not so bad.
Mm-hmm.
And the Democrats, we're not so pleased with them after all. So,
yeah, and we're not really, you know, let's look at something. Can you say anything that he's done for black people? That's going to be the issue. That's going to be the mantra. That's going to be the question. And it is the question.
Yes, it is.
When you come to the community of African descent, the question is what have you done for black people?
Okay. Well, I've been involved with funding for sickle cell.
That's right.
You know.
And before we get to that, I want to stay on the lynching piece a little bit more because It's kind of like Jim Talent is affable. Okay, he is. You could approach him. He's been on my show. You know, I mean, he's been on my show in places where other Republicans are scared to, you know, scared to tread.
He probably wish he hadn't, but he did come on.
No, he did come on. And you know, and even Sylvester Brown wrote the column about when we were delayed in Africa, that it was Jim Talent's office that made the effort and did more than Lacey Clay did. I got an email from him, and they worked very hard to facilitate our return to the United States.
And that's absolutely true. I received a call from his office indicating, you know, that, you know, please let the listening audience know that we are on this. Mm-hmm. We're working to get a commercial airline in there to get our people out of there. And you know, people going to remember that, particularly those who were stranded in Africa.
Delayed vacation in Africa. But I guess so when we look at the persona of Jim Talent, he is not he doesn't have the presence of what you think of as these normal red meat eating Republican, right wing Republican, but he's still a that type of Republican, or the Bill Frist type of Republican. The Terri Schiavo is our only issue. We're against gay people. Republican, all of that kind of Republican. And the question is, will that translate, or will that impact the decisions that people make of getting up and getting out in November to vote for the United States Senate seat, and who they want to passionately vote for? Will they attach George Bush to Jim Talent?
I think certainly there's going to be an attempt on the part of the Democrats, and rightfully so, since he has voted for Bush agenda items probably 90% of the time. Mm-hmm. So certainly it's going to be an attack on it. But if you look at Jim Talent, you look at how he's moving. Mm-hmm. You know, and people say, well, what is he doing? I haven't seen. But, well, he is.
Oh, he is.
Oh, he's moving.
He's moving.
I mean, on the sickle cell piece. Mm-hmm. He's moving with black business people, having these small, intimate meetings with certain.
While this civil rights, the Unsolved Civil Rights Crime Act has yet to be implemented, there are black businesses out there that would testify, but they're not coming to the air to testify, that Jim Talent has delivered on money that they have needed for their businesses.
And you look at other things that are happening in our community, say with respect to certain earmarks, mm-hmm. where, you know, you've been trying to get things done for the community, you couldn't get anything from the Democrats, and then all of a sudden a Republican delivers on specific earmarks relative to the African American community. Mm-hmm. People are going to be looking at that and looking at it very closely. Individuals that people, just ordinary businesses, could not get access to, maybe a Democratic senator, mm-hmm. but then here you have a Republican senator and he's walking into your business. Mm-hmm. And there are these, like I said, a lot of folks say, I ain't mad at Talent.
Let's go back to a Democratic senator who is no longer a Democratic senator. Let's go back to Gene Carnahan. Okay, Gene Carnahan had a horrible reputation, and on the reputation that she earned with every inch of her, every act she took,
exactly.
A horrible reputation with the black community. Remember the letter? And talk to the audience about
it. I mean, and we're talking about redistricting,
yes.
again.
Mm-hmm.
And we can never get away from that because of how it has impacted our community and the role that Democrats played in it and historically have played in it in terms of taking representation away from the African-American community. Basically, you know, Jean Carnahan told us that she wasn't involved in the hands off, it's nothing I can do. Yet she was very instrumental over in the 6th Ward with respect to Lewis Reed and how his ward ended up being configured.
And remember also the letter that black elected officials wrote to Jean Carnahan.
And there was no response.
And asking her for a meeting, and there was no response from Jean Carnahan about that. And that's a huge deal. That's a huge deal. And as a result of those actions, black people did not support Jean Carnahan the way that she needed in order to get reelected for that. So So we have this interesting thing that's going on with Jim Talent. Now, we also have to note the timing of this introduction of this piece of legislation, the Unsolved Civil Rights Crime Act. It was a year ago.
Right.
Okay, we're not talking. And how long is the Senate's senator's reign? 7 years? Okay, six, seven years. So it was just last year.
Right.
You know, bump. We have a contested Senate race coming up. So those are the things that people are going to look at. And if we can get back just for a second, Irene, to the affableness, if there is such a word, the approachability of Jim Talent. He's a laid-back type of a guy, approachable. We have the same thing going on in the state Senate race for the 4th senatorial district in the persona of Jeff Smith. You know, we have that same kind of affableness, approachability, but as we talked about last week, we need to give pause to that because we have to ask ourselves, what does this person stand for? What does he stand for collectively? And as we talked about last week, the concerns that we have about Jeff Smith come not simply out of his glad handing, his ability to shake your hand, but the things that he does when he thinks that nobody can see what he's doing.
Exactly.
Like last week we talked about how he, as part of his phone campaign, he did a push poll.
Exactly.
And a push poll that brought up the issue of do you know that one of the people running for this race is a Muslim? You know, and that sounds like something right out of Karl Rove's playbook.
Exactly.
And that's a Democrat, and it brings us back to this issue of the automatic affiliation that a lot of people in the African community have with Democrats. We have to examine everybody's full record.
You really do, because if you look at, and we're not going to get into detail about Fran, that's what he is referred to by Ed Martin at the election board.
Francis Slay.
If you look at his agenda and all the contracting out and things like that, it's a Republican agenda.
Francis Slay.
Mm-hmm. Republican agenda. Mm-hmm. You know, and I guess it's no wonder that he feels very close to, or Ed Martin feels very close to, the mayor to call him and refer to him as Fran.
And then we have to pull back to Jeff Smith, who is the person that is the major endorser, the major sponsor of Jeff Smith, but Fran, Francis Slay. So then we have to evaluate, we have to evaluate that. And you and I had talked about yesterday about the race of Jeff Smith and how it is going to be and perhaps maybe the final statement about the power of Francis Slay.
Talk to us about the power. You know, each candidate, you know, we're looking at defeat after defeat. Okay.
Francis Slay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. He lost the amendments.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He lost the school board race.
Twice.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And now we come with
after spending millions and millions of, and let's not talk about the mayoral race too. Okay. Let's talk about the numbers in the mayoral race. That was not what it should have been given all the money that
exactly.
he put into
it. Given that you had someone who was on television
mm-hmm.
40 days out from the election.
There you go.
You know, given the mailings that went out and what would be viewed as his stronghold in South St. Louis, the numbers that came out of South St. Louis for Francis Slay were embarrassing to say the least, particularly running against a candidate who didn't even have $50,000. So,
and then in the school board race, he couldn't even carry his own ward
yes.
for his school board candidate.
And you have all this conversation that's resonating out there from large developers saying, you know, Francis Slay is done, he's done, and maybe that's why Shrewsbury started visiting. He's been visiting churches in North St. Louis, you know, Catholic churches, it seems like at least once a month or once every 3 months mm-hmm. you look up and you see Jim Shrewsbury in North St. Louis visiting churches. Of course, the rumor says that he's going to be a candidate in 2009 for mayor. So it's interesting. So this may well be with Jeff Smith. This may well be the boom.
Can Francis Slay deliver a candidate? Can he deliver a candidate? And I think it is important that everybody know that Jeff Smith is bound to. You go to Jeff Smith's website, you will see pictures of fundraisers with Francis Slay and Francis Slay's father. That Jeff Smith, and it makes sense because Jeff Smith is for charter schools. Jeff Smith is the same type of agenda as Francis Slay. And let's go back to the Republican piece of this, that this is a Republican light type of
very definitely.
You know?
Very definitely.
And we're gonna have to take a break. This is Eye on the Lou, Liz Brown, here with Irene J. Smith. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Good morning, St. Louis. 30 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Captain D's Restaurants. Riverview at 270, there is a report of a multi-vehicle accident, so use caution as you roll up to that area. Northbound 270 at Teton Ferry and 44, look for very heavy volume. Eastbound 40 from 141 to Mason, look for heavy volume there as well. Eastbound 70 from K to 79, look for slow traffic. Westbound 270 at Namioke all the way into Canal Bridge, look for slow traffic there as well. Westbound 270 at West Florissant and 170, look for a lot of road congestion there as well. Westbound 64, northbound Route 3, and westbound Kingbridge traffic, look for some very slow traffic going on there. Eastbound 40 on the Poplar Street Bridge, two right lanes are closed for paving operations. Westbound 5570 on Poplar Street Bridge, there's paving operations, and it's reduced to three lanes, and it's jamming all the way back to the I-64 merge. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Captain D's Restaurants. It's summertime at Captain D's. Catfish with fries, coleslaw, and hush puppies start at just $3.99. Wash it all down with our famous fresh brewed tea, of course, only at Captain D's. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Saturday. For today, look forward to mostly sunny skies, high around 90. This evening, partly cloudy, low in the upper 60s. Friday, partly cloudy, high in the lower 80s. And Saturday, partly sunny, a chance of showers with a high in the mid-80s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 69 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 68 under clear skies. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and Irene J. Smith. It's Eye on the Lou. That's up next right here on the Wake Up Call. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the top of the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
You don't have to travel all the way to the mall to visit your Sears. Why don't you visit the only black-owned and operated Sears located at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. Sears, where else? Where else, where else, where else? Washers, dryers, refrigerators, stoves, they've got it all. My goodness gracious, right here in the city of St. Louis, the only Sears in the city of St. Louis. You need to get on down to Union and Natural Bridge. You don't have to go to the mall because it's right here in the city of St. Louis. You know what? You can get every single thing that you need to make your house a special, special home. Get on down to Sears. My name is Liz Brown. When you get there, tell them I told you to.
Time again to register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now.
Tune in every Thursday at noon to 1 p.m. on WGNU 920 on the AM dial. You can talk to Dr. Walker and her guests weekly to discuss health and medical issues. Nurse Wanda always has information that you won't want to miss. Every show is different, and talking to Dr. Walker is always fun. Call 314-454-0400. You can also listen to Dr. Walker's Medical Hour on the Internet. Log on to WGNU.net. Click on Listen Live.
Prizes awarded on WGNU will be held for pickup at the radio station for 30 days. After 30 days, all items become the sole property of WGNU Radio to be disposed of at our discretion. In the case of event tickets, tickets will be held for 30 days or until the date of the event, whichever comes first. Prizes must be picked up at our studios, which are located at 265 Union Boulevard in St. Louis, unless otherwise specified.
No more calls for the Friday drawing. We have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. Thank you. This is the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown. Don't leave home without it.
Welcome back to Eye on the Lou. I'm Liz Brown. I'm here with Irene J. Smith. Let me get to a caller or two, Irene. Tim.
Yeah, listen. Since you all, have your fingers on the pulse, I'm going to ask you a question. First off, I think it's apparent that Slade can't carry his ward and the city. And that's Shamo comes in handy there. But I wanted to ask you a question. What he did with the school system there, and I'm speaking of Shamo now, do you think that it was to get back at the black people for not supporting him for governor? He laid off and fired a lot of technical people and professional people at the school board and brought in these cronies. Now, if he really cared about the city and about little black children, which about 87% of the school district here is black, would he have done what he did?
All right.
I'd like to hear your
thanks
opinion
for your,
on
thanks
that.
Thanks for your question. I don't think he has to dig very deep to find his dislike of people of African descent.
I mean, the reality of the situation is, yes, it was Shamo. But Shamo was carrying out Slade's agenda. Mm-hmm. You know, they are part and parcel of the same group, so to speak. So.
They're on the same page with issues. They're on the same page with their contempt for the community of African descent. They're on their same page of the Team 4 agenda that we're going to be talking about on Saturday when we do our Urban Institute at the Firehouse at 1020 North Taylor. We're going to be talking about that connection.
Right. I mean, you know, Chamberlain's demolition man for public health. Slayer's demolition man for public education, and Shamer was one of his handymen.
On for the ride, you know, along for the ride. He loved it. You like it, I love it. You know,
right.
So that's where Vince Shamer was. 454-0400 is our phone number. XX Peter.
You know, as far as talent is concerned, you know, there's issues like sickle cell anemia, which I've been hearing about since I was in my teens, coming up with a cure for it, and just recently this bill that you just got through mentioned. How did he stand on subjects like H.R. 40 and a NAFTA plan for the continent of Africa? I myself would be more interested in hearing talent or any politician that's coming in trying to seek our support from the African-American community.
Like we talked about at the Urban Institute, the whole black card piece.
Yes, we need something that's resourceful that would help empower us economically.
Absolutely.
And I can understand his legitimacy on this bill as trying to solve these crimes, but many of those people are dead, and some of these crimes go back 50 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it is something that should be done, but it certainly is not enough.
It's not a main calling card for us. And also, for this Saturday, I hope people have their copies of the Team 4 plan where they can get from copy print over in West Florissant.
Hey, Peter, by the way, I went out because I was going to have several copies made there.
Yes.
They could not locate it.
Well, she has them now.
She does?
Yeah, she has them now.
Okay, and who is she? Because when I went in, it was a brother.
Well, let me put you on hold and let Howard get that information for you for us. Okay, Peter?
Okay.
Thank you so much. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. The toll-free is 1-877-920-WGNU. So let's get back to this conversation about Republicans. We started at the top of the ticket. Let's go down to some of the other black folks that are running under the Republican.
Black folks that are running.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Talon has opposition in the primary from a professed black Republican. Interesting. situation. The brother's name just went out of my mind.
Isaiah Herr.
I'm sorry, Isaiah. And I certainly know the brother. This is interesting. Mm-hmm. You know, question comes to mind, how viable is a black Republican running against talent?
Mm-hmm. And also the question becomes, because I had this discussion with Isaiah and another black Republican at the Urban Institute on Saturday about, okay, what are you telling black folks about your relationship? Why are you a Republican? We need to understand why you would join this or be part of this party. What's the plan? What's the theory? What's the reason why you would affiliate yourself with this particular party? Now, I think the same question needs to be asked of Democrats as
well.
But in particular, because it's easier now looking at the vice president who shoots people in the face and in the heart and the guy sitting in the president's office who doesn't like black people. All you got to do is look at Katrina, see what he did with Katrina to be clear on that, and his party. So the question is, what is it, why is it that you would choose to be affiliated with this party? What's your plan?
And what was his response?
His response was, that's a fair question. And that's something that we need to talk to people about when we talk to people. Because it's so interesting. A lot of black...
At that time, was he able to articulate?
I was in a hurry. So
okay.
I really wasn't trying to finish the whole conversation. That was my question to him. That was my question to him. But the other piece of it is that when you look at least in St. Louis, black Republicans, either to me, this is just a purely anecdotal and just observation of mine. In some cases, they look so beat up because folks are just hammering at them for what they are doing. And in the second, on the other hand, some of them look crazy, like Blackwell in Ohio. He looks like a crazy black man because he's carrying so hard, he's pushing so hard for issues outside of his community. When you look at recently, Blackwell, as the Secretary of State for Ohio, has passed legislation that basically makes it a crime to register for anybody to register somebody to vote in the state of Ohio, because now he's running for the governor's seat as a black Republican in the state of Ohio, and he does not want any Democrats to vote in that race.
But when you look at, and I have to give credit where credit is due, in my opinion, when you look at a brother like Isaiah Herr,
mm-hmm.
Isaiah was with us in the community. He was there. When you look at the issue of eminent domain, he has been involved in that issue, you know. He was at the Institute.
Mm-hmm.
Some Democrats drove by to see how many cars were there, and they kept going.
Mm-hmm.
So oftentimes, even though this brother carries the label of Republican, he is on the side of issues that are key to our community.
And that goes back to my question that I asked him. What are you articulating to the community about who it is, what you're about, and what is your plan for being part of this party? Because we have, it's so interesting, you and I were talking about this yesterday, we have Isaiah running against Tim Talent, and we have Leslie Farr running, Leslie Farr, who's a Republican, endorsing Claire McCaskill.
Right.
You know, so for the senatorial race. So what do y'all stand for? What are y'all about?
Right.
Why are y'all? And then the bigger question: why are y'all there?
When you look at the young brother Leslie Farr,
mm-hmm.
you know, very articulate, very intelligent. You know, I think in Leslie's mind is like, black folks ought to have a choice, and we want to be there. So, you know, we're stirring it up, because I think with respect to Leslie Farr, I think oftentimes he needles the established Republicans in the wrong way. But then the question still goes back to, why are you there?
Mm-hmm. And what's the plan?
What's the plan?
Mm-hmm.
And the fact,
because when we see black folks who turn into rabid, more red meat eating dogs than some of the Republicans, when you see a black whale, well out mm-hmm. there. When you see a Blackwell who has people that attack his opponents as being using race as a battering ram against white people, not because you stand for black people, but because you're using it as a battering ram on white people, you know, that's frightening and inexplicable.
It is frightening and inexplicable. And then you look at St. Louis, mm-hmm. and you look at the black Republicans, and from time to time, there always seems to be one or two mm-hmm. that will be strong enough and brave enough to say, I'm a Republican. But then it goes back to what is the plan, and it's lacking with the black Republicans, as often is, and you know, this is a slam on myself included, it's also absent with the black Democrats.
Mm-hmm. And let me get to one quick call here before we take a break. Mildred.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good morning.
I have one question, and I'll ask it, and I'll hang up. Why no one ever challenges Kit Bond? Now, he will come out here near his reelection. He will make all kinds of promises, and he will go right back up on Capitol Hill and vote with George Bush. Thank you.
Thank you, Mildred. We're going to take a break. We'll address that when we come back. This is Eye on the Lou. I'm Liz Brown. I'm here with Irene J. Smith. My goodness, it's almost time. It's almost time for we have a little bit of word on the street. Don't want to miss that. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Wake Up Call Global News Update is brought to you this hour by Philip Person Roofing. Free estimates, over 16 years experience. 361-7127, 361-7127.
This is your Wake Up Call Global News Update. Dateline Rome. A new report has been released indicating 14 European countries took part in CIA renditions of terrorism suspects. Dick Marty headed the investigations for the Council of Europe and said the nations acted in collusion with the intelligence agency in what he described as a global spider web. He says the countries were used as staging posts or stopovers for flights involving the unlawful transfer of detainees, and that the governments of those nations took part either actively or by sticking their heads in the sand and playing ignorant. Some of the countries he identifies are Poland, Romania, Sweden, Bosnia, Britain, Macedonia, Germany, and Turkey. And Dateline Washington. The Federal Communications Commission has had its vacant position filled with the confirmation last week of Republican Robert McDowell, a senior vice president and an assistant counsel for CompTel. That's a corporation that represents companies competing against large communications conglomerates like AT&T and Verizon. McDowell and his organization have been critical of FCC policies, going back to Chairman Michael Powell, and his appointment is somewhat surprising, considering that he's perceived as being pro-consumer. Nevertheless, the commission is now set to take up several important issues. The regulation of the Internet, expanding the number of broadcast properties corporations can own, and requiring cable operators to carry all channels of local broadcasters. This is your Wake Up Call Global News Update, brought to you this hour by Philip Person Roofing. Philip Person Roofing is a licensed and certified roofing contractor offering a 15-year warranty on a new modified rubber roof made by GAF, the largest roofing manufacturer in America. Whether commercial or residential, you can finance any new roof with your Visa or MasterCard. For a free estimate, call Philip Person Roofing at 361-7127, 361-7127. Time again to register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Tune in weekday afternoons from 2 to 4 on AM 920 WGNU. Dial 1-800-DR-LAURA and let's take on the day and learn how to do the right thing.
In this neck of the woods, this summer's a scorcher.
It's hot.
And the mosquitoes are mean.
Ow!
This summer, get the sunblock that also
blocks the bite. New Bullfrog Mosquito Coast Sunblock and Repellent in One. The SPF 30 protects against UVA and UVB rays, while the Deep Free Repellent protects against bites up to 8 hours and no chemical smell. New Bullfrog Mosquito Coast. Block the burn and the bite. Find in the sun care aisle. Use as directed.
Bullfrog.
This is Mitch Washington of the St. Louis office of Edward Jones, located at 200 North Broadway downtown, inviting you to tune in to Radio Free St. Louis for the WGNU Stock Market Recap, weekday afternoons immediately following the 3:30 traffic update. Find out how your investments are doing and how the numbers on Wall Street are affecting you. That's the WGNU Stock Market Recap with me, Mitch Washington, weekday afternoons at 3:30 on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU.
No more calls for the Friday drawing. We have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. Thank you. Recently in St. Louis, some changes were made in healthcare providers. And we at ConnectCare want you to know that sometimes change can be good. ConnectCare, still connected to the community. ConnectCare is now your specialty care clinic hub. If you or your loved one is dealing with kidney disease, you can contact one of ConnectCare's renal specialists at our renal clinic, dedicated to improving the quality of life and providing optimal care for patients with chronic and acute renal disease. At ConnectCare, we have 14 specialty care clinics to serve your healthcare needs. Our specialty care clinic hub includes specialty clinics dealing with arthritis, ENT, GI, orthopedics, and a women's specialty clinic. At ConnectCare, the physicians and staff at our specialty clinics are committed to the philosophy that the best care is provided by those with the greatest commitment to their community. ConnectCare, still connected to the community. Starting your day with information you can't get anywhere else. It's the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to Eye on the Lou. I'm Liz Brown. I'm here with Irene J. Smith, and we're talking about Republicans in the race, Republicans coming up, and how we're supposed to be assessing them.
Right. And actually, we'll respond to Sister Mildred's question about Kid Bond. And therein lies another interesting situation in terms of relationships with the African-American community. And I know a lot of people remember Kid Bond, you know, the night hollering and screaming about it.
Yeah.
Somebody had the hiccups up in
no,
here.
No. That's
but again,
was.
You have situations, specific situations in the African-American community where specific needs Bond has addressed that Democrats haven't addressed. Mm-hmm. For an example, we've been trying to develop an educational and arts center in North St. Louis. No help from the Democrats. Our alderman went to Kid Bond and said, we need money. Guess what? Special earmark for funds coming into North St. Louis. And those, and a lot of people, and particularly people in the business community, look at Kid Bond, even though he's a much more visible person than Jim Talent. And yes, oh, hey, you look at his vote and Talent votes, and therein sometimes it's a little different, even though they vote, you know, pretty much the same. There was an analysis that was done in the Post about the kind of little difference in certain things between Talent and Bush.
And also I want to remind people of Talent's change on his position on food additional funding for food stamps came as a result of calls that we made to Jim Talent. I mean, we got that phone call from the people that were working on the issues, that all of the calls that we made to his office made him change up on his position for funding additional funding for food stamps.
And then you also have the change that he's done on stem cell
That's
research,
right.
okay,
right.
which is different again from that from Senator Bond.
Mm-hmm. So let me get to another caller here. Thelma.
Hi, Liz and Irene. I just want to remind everybody about Jim Talent. And at the time when the law was being passed about crack cocaine users and those who use other kinds of cocaine, Jim Talent made an impassioned speech. I have always critic in him was getting that legislation passed. He said, we have to get these crack cocaine people off the street. They are a menace to society. They are the worst thing that ever happened. And everything, it was about separating the sentences for crack cocaine from other sentences.
And
that's where we are today.
Okay.
That's true.
All
I mean,
right.
That's a point well taken.
Absolutely.
You're absolutely right. The disparity in the sentencing guidelines with respect to crack cocaine and powder cocaine.
And he's the one who's responsible for getting that law passed.
Getting what law passed?
Well, the one that
the federal sentencing guidelines.
Crack cocaine people
okay.
more times
gotcha.
Than
gotcha.
Other people.
All right. Thank you
point
for that.
Point well taken.
Absolutely. Thank you for that. 1-877-920-WGNU. And again, I want to. That's why I think it is so important for us to examine all people that are in office and all people
right.
that want to be in office. I want to stay on the issue of Jeff Smith because, again, we have this same type of individual, and by same type I mean this affable type of person coming into our community with no record except for what he says that he stands for. And I do want to underscore the fact that I am insulted as a person of African descent to see someone come into the African community with, unlike Kit Bond, with some of the money that he's brought in. Jeff Smith is bringing in basketball, chitlins, greens, and barbecue into our community for a fundraiser for himself. And that, to me, speaks volumes about the type of person. You know, it's a bellwether. It's a heads up on how you see people. And when you connect that to the other piece about asking the Muslim question in the black community, we have to, and then you attach that to his connection to Slay, we've got to be clear-eyed on who this person, Jeff Smith, is and what he's all about.
Highly problematic. The other thing I want to leave, because I want to mention Sherman Parker.
Okay.
Sherman Parker
That's
is
right
against Todd Akins.
Akins.
Mm-hmm. What, 3rd Congressional District?
That's right.
No, not 3rd. The 2nd.
But he's running against a right-wing fundamentalist.
Right. He's running against a right-wing fundamentalist, mm-hmm. Sherman Parker, African-American.
Mm-hmm.
You know, seemingly St. Charles County.
Mm-hmm.
Some folks might like the brother.
And here's the thing. One of the issues that I think people need to consider is that, okay, let's look at what Todd Akins does, and let's look at what Sherman Parker does, and Democrats could conceivably weigh in, you know, on this issue of what people should do for the elect the primary of Sherman Parker and Todd Akins, because I don't know of any really contested Democratic races. So theoretically, the Democrats out there could be the deciding factor on who's going to run for Congress in that seat by switching in the primary over to Sherman Parker.
Exactly. And, you know, it's real interesting. You know, here's someone, you know, Akins, or Atkins, he's never passed a bill.
That's right.
Even taking his time as a congressman and his time in the House, never having passed a bill, that's very interesting. I'm looking forward to seeing how that campaign moves along as we grow closer to August.
Okay. Barry, you have a question or comment?
I have a comment, actually, Liz. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And good morning to you, Irene. I wanted to say thank you to you. You help educate me on this deal with the voter ID card and the driver's licenses.
Okay.
I spoke to Liz earlier this week about this. What the state is doing is that you have to go back around and get a notarized copy of your birth certificate. And for the people on the lower side of the income and whatnot, it's going to make it a challenge because that's $15 extra.
There you go. There you go, Barry. Thank you so much
Thank
for
you,
that.
Thank you, and you all have a great day.
All right.
Okay. You're welcome.
1-877-920-WGNU. We want to remind everybody for Saturday, Irene, the Urban Institute coming out this Saturday. We're going to have a great conversation about
the Team 4 plan,
mm-hmm.
How it ties into to charter schools, how it ties into eminent domain, and a number of other topics.
That's right. Eminent domain
too.
And voter ID.
And voter ID.
And voter ID. Charles Quincy Troop.
Thank you.
Well, you have 1 minute.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, I think that I attended the Urban Institute session last Saturday, and I'm going to try to be there again this Saturday. It was great. It was provocative. It was on target. It's needed. And it's a forum that the politicians should have had, but I'm glad that you all organized and came up with the idea to do it on your own without any political involvement. You saw the need, and you all feel that need, and I really appreciate that.
Well, thank you.
Let me digress and get with these two icons.
Okay, you have 1 minute.
1 minute. Okay, Clinton sponsored the sign that he got 95% of the black vote, and he signed the crack cocaine
That's
bill.
Fact.
All right,
and
that's
he,
fact.
And then the welfare reform bill, killing black women, he did that.
Fact.
And then when he appointed me to the AIDS Committee, his President's Advisory Council on AIDS, in 94, they said that if the federal Clinton would approve clean needle program, black women infection rate of AIDS would go down 60%. He refused to do it.
Absolutely.
So I'm saying we get the Democrats our vote and we get nothing. Talon got 3 to 5% of the black vote. What about the Democrats like Jay Nixon? They get 85-90% of the black
go.
Vote. And every black that show up there on a death penalty, he expedites their...
And then goes tries to dig him up and kill him again.
Think about that.
All right, got to roll. Thank you, Quincy. Irene J. Smith, Saturday, 9 o'clock, 1020 North Taylor Urban Institute.
Oh, yeah, Team 4.
That's right, and we'll be back next week. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'll be back in the next hour.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing...
For the issues that matter most... It's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Alder.
First of all, Americans, I congratulate our troops on this remarkable achievement.
President Bush may not have planned to have a Rose Garden speech this morning, but he gave one on the death of Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, the leader of al-Qaeda in Iraq, was killed in an air raid north of Baghdad.
Zarqawi's death is a severe blow to al-Qaeda. It's a victory in the global war on terror, and it is an opportunity for Iraq's new government to turn the tide of this struggle.
British leader Tony Blair weighed in on the news.
Commenting on the killing of the insurgent leader in his monthly news conference, Tony Blair put it in a greater global context.
The death of al-Zarqawi is a strike against al-Qaeda in Iraq, and therefore a strike against al-Qaeda everywhere.
But Blair knows big challenges remain. On the internet, Zarqawi's group ominously vows the fight goes on. Tom Rivers, ABC News, London.
Mideast experts warn that Zarqawi's death won't be the end of the terror network.
It doesn't mean that al-Qaeda is going to be crippled or suddenly roll up. If anything, we could see a surge of new attacks as it tries to show it still exists.
Nor will it mean the end of the violence in Iraq. An ambulance pulled up to a Baghdad hospital today with victims from an explosion in the eastern part of the city. At least 12 people were killed. The USS Cole leaves for the Mideast today on its first deployment to the region in 6 years. The missile destroyer was heavily damaged in an attack in Yemen 6 years ago. 17 crew members were killed in the attack. They're now honored by 17 gold stars that line a passageway. The Cole will be away for 6 months. A congressional committee says most Americans want universal health coverage. The panel doesn't make any recommendations, though, about how the government should pay for it. A big drop today in the jobless numbers. The Labor Department says 302,000 Americans filed for unemployment last week. That's down 35,000 from the week before. The biggest drop in 8 months, and it could be, the experts say, a statistical glitch. ABC News.
Top three reasons I'm really going to enjoy summer. Number three, warm weather. Hello, barbecue. Number two, I'm getting the whole shebang. Patio, lawn furniture, ooh, maybe even a deck. And my number one reason, my wallet might not be ready for summer, but my backyard can.
Right now at the Home Depot, get special deferred financing on purchases store-wide. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Offer valid through 6/18/06 in U.S. only. See store for details.
Looking for great tires and great deals? Then look for Uniroyal Value Days, going on now through June 10th. Make your money go further on the longest-wearing Uniroyal tires ever. Tiger Paw Touring for cars and Laredo Cross Country for SUVs and pickups. Durable, dependable, and best of all, affordable. Uniroyal Value Days. Great tires, great deals. Going on now through June 10th. Visit Uniroyal.com to find a participating dealer near you. Uniroyal, for everything you value.
A military officer at Fort Lewis in Washington State says he's not going to Iraq. He may be the first to refuse. Here's ABC's Alex Stone.
Lieutenant Aaron Watada claims the war in Iraq is illegal and immoral. He's facing possible prison time. He says he will not board a plane to Iraq.
I must, as an officer of honor and integrity,
refused that order.
Lieutenant Watada says he's requested transfers several times and even offered his resignation but was denied. In a statement, the Army said it can't decide if it will punish the lieutenant until the case is reviewed by commanders. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Your doctor may use a computer more than ever, but have you ever stopped to wonder just how much he or she actually knows about it? A new study says you might be surprised. The Center for Studying Health System Change says almost half of American physicians don't have digital health records for their patients, and many don't know how to write an electronic prescription. I'm Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU Newsroom.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brandmeier with your WGNU News Update for the 8 o'clock hour. In the news this Thursday, St. Louis authorities believe they solved a rape that took place 3 years ago today. 32-year-old Cormille Williams is charged with forcible sodomy, forcible rape, and kidnapping. Police say DNA links Williams to an attack on a woman on June 8, 2003 in Forest Park. Williams is already in prison on an unrelated charge. There are concerns about air quality because of road construction on the highways in the St. Louis area. Air Pollution Control Staff Director Jim Cavanaugh of the Department of Natural Resources says the air pollution situation is being monitored very closely.
We're always concerned about air quality in St. Louis, of course, but we feel that MoDOT is very aware of the issue and work closely with us on that. So I think they are very aware and doing what they can to keep the impact at a very low level.
Cavanaugh says MoDOT works closely with the EPA and the Department of Natural Resources on its long-range transportation plan. He also says a plan is in place should levels get out of control. Finally this hour, members of a local human relations organization are pleased the Senate voted down a constitutional amendment to ban gay marriage. Cherise Jackson, a program director for the National Conference for Community and Justice for Metropolitan St. Louis, says despite claims by the amendment supporters, it's not the people kept out of marriage that's destroying the sanctity of the union. Jackson says banning gay marriage would violate the civil rights of a group of people who have participated in this country by paying taxes, by loving it, and by fighting for it. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by Orkin Pest Control. Carpenter ants love the rain. It really tenderizes your wood. Don't worry, the Orkin man's been fighting invasions for over 100 years. So protect your home, protect your family. For help, call 1-800-ORKIN-MAN. That's your look at local news for the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 6 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU, I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Captain D's Restaurant. Riverview at 270, multi-vehicle accident. Traffic is getting by with a little backup this hour. Eastbound 70 at Cave Springs are closed due to road construction. Northbound 270 at Tesson Ferry and 44, heavy traffic in pockets. Eastbound 40 from 141 to Mason, look for heavy volume going on there. Eastbound 70 from K to 79, look for slow traffic. Westbound 270 at Illinois 3 and the Canal Bridge, look for very heavy volume going on there. Westbound 270 from New Florissant to 170, slow traffic in the right lane. Westbound 64 and westbound Kingbridge traffic, you can expect some slow traffic rolling into St. Louis, as well as northbound Route 3 from Monsanto onto the approaches of the Poplar Street Bridge. It is slow. Westbound East Bridge traffic is flowing freely headed into downtown. Westbound 5570 and eastbound 5570, there are paving operations on the Poplar Street Bridge, so just use caution there. Olive Boulevard to Dielman, there's a report of an injury accident. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Captain D's. Start the summer with Captain D's. Try our catfish starting at $3.99. Plus, you get great sides, fries, coleslaw, and our famous hush puppies all at Captain D's. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Friday, or Saturday. For today, mostly sunny, high around 90. This evening, partly cloudy with a low in the upper 60s. Friday, partly cloudy, high in the upper 80s. And Saturday, partly cloudy, a chance for showers with a high in the mid-80s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 71 degrees. Lambert Field is also reporting 71. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. That's up next. We'll take another look at your news, or your traffic and your weather in the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Hi, this is Danny Glover, and you're listening to The Wake Up Call with Liz Brown on WGNU.
Hi, this is Liz Brown. Yes, we did win the school board election, but our work is not done. So be there this Tuesday at the school board meeting at Carr Lane Middle School at 7 o'clock. Our work is not done. Attend your school board meeting.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
Shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
More and more people who need help but can't find it.
A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equality.
So we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome, 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 welcome. It is Thursday morning, and that means that, and it's 8 o'clock, and that means that it is time for Justice for Reggie. I am here with Jamala Rogers. Jamala, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Liz.
And before we get to our show, let's do some bookkeeping things. We have some events that are coming up that you want to give people a heads up for, shout out.
Definitely. The Organization for Black Struggle is hosting a Best Candidate Forum, and it will be focusing on the 4th Senatorial District. And at this point, I think almost all the candidates have been confirmed. And so we feel like this is a really important race for not just the 4th Senatorial District, but for the city of St. Louis. And so
where and when?
It'll be this coming Sunday at 4 o'clock at the Rowan Community Center, 1401 Rowan. So we'll have the candidates there. There will be two people asking the questions initially before we open it up, and that will be Irene J. Smith and Percy Green. And so we really want people to come prepared with questions. I know some people don't always get the specifics of people's viewpoints and values, and here'll be a chance for them to do that.
And if I don't mean to put you on the spot or anything, but I do have to ask you about a rumor that I've heard out there about this. Some people are saying that the endorsement's already been promised to one of the senatorial candidates, and you know, why bother to come if we know where the OBS is already going to already know who they're going to endorse? Could you address that, please?
Yeah, and we actually did hear. It wasn't exactly a rumor. We actually heard it from one of the campaign headquarters. And one of the reasons that we're doing it is because there was a certain unreadiness within the organization itself about the candidates.
Mm-hmm.
And so people said, hey, well, you know, it seems like this person could be it, but then there's been some decision making recently that makes us, you know,
this is a tough
step
call.
Back.
This is really one of the toughest calls politically that we have had in a long time.
Right.
Ginning up the energy of people to this, because I think that people feel this too, that this is a tough call.
Yeah, it is. And there were a couple of races that the Organization for Black Struggle worked in where the candidates, you know, were we helped to get them elected, and then afterwards there was some straying off the course, and so people were saying, like, you know, wow, what do we need to be doing differently, because we thinking these people are going to do stuff that they say when they get in, and then they sort of get lost. And to me, that's really a part of the whole political process as well. How grounded are you when you go in there, and how grounded can you stay?
So no endorsements have been made.
Okay,
very good, because that's something that a number of people have come to me and said, well, why bother, because the endorsements are already promised to a candidate,
right,
and that's not
right,
so.
Right, and a number of folks will be looking at the, not just what happens there, but we'll be looking at, you know, voting records, will be the questions that get asked, and how people, the perception of the integrity of the candidates themselves. So.
And one more quick question about this before we get to Justice for Reggie. I know that you and I had a conversation off the air about the concern that we had about this Chitlins barbecue green thing that's going on in our basketball thing that's going on in our community with Jeff Smith. Is that something we should really be keeping our eye on?
I think people may say that it's a sort of a superficial way, but I think it speaks to people's perception about the constituents,
mm-hmm.
and in this case, it happens to be a predominantly black district, and so I think that may not be the only thing that people are concerned about, but certainly it speaks to a perception about a people,
mm-hmm.
and that's very concerning for me.
Absolutely, and also particularly when we have this is the one candidate in that race that has no political record at all. That has never been elected to anything, so it really, these are really the things that we need to look at when we're evaluating this person, since you have no political record to run on.
Right. And, you know, I don't even want to make that an issue, because some of the candidates that have done quite well in representing us started off with no records.
Well, I'm not saying that I think that because you don't have a record, but in the absence of a record, we're going to have to look at everything
thing
about
that you. Okay,
in the absence of a record, this is what we're going to have to look at.
Yeah, everything you do and say is under scrutiny, because
mm-hmm.
that's all we have.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely. So I think it's going to be an exciting race, and I'm hoping that it will stay focused on the issues and stay take the high road, because it's a district that many people thought we blundered and lost,
mm-hmm.
and even though it was a political maneuvering that actually happened, I mean, it was intent for it to happen. And so I think we need to really look at how we can maintain that particular district and who's going to do that best for us.
Very good. So let's get to Justice for Reggie. You have any updates for us in terms of what's going on with the campaign?
Well, here's what's happening. I think people recall that there was a motion against lethal injection by Michael Taylor, who now was granted a stay in February. And as a result of that, Reggie's attorneys also filed a motion against the lethal injections. The elements were slightly different, but it was still an argument nonetheless. Michael Taylor's was granted a full hearing. I guess it was back in April. That hearing will come up in June, Monday, June 12th,
in Kansas City.
So at the campaign meeting for Reggie on Monday, we definitely will be hopefully getting some updates from the Michael Taylor's family,
mm-hmm.
so that we can report back on that, because we feel like that's going to set a precedent for whatever is going to happen
in Reggie's case. So that is a date that the hearing is actually taking place?
The hearing is set for June 12th,
okay.
And that's Monday. So we'll be keeping our eyes on the western end of the state for that.
Okay.
And other than that, that's the only significant thing that's happening, because if people know anything about the death row component, usually what happens to one affects the other. One thing that I will say happened, and I just have to say good looking out for our supporters out there. There was a website, or is a website, Missouri Death Row, and they give accounts of the different death row cases. And in Reggie's case, there was a update put on the website that talked about an interview with one of Reggie's attorneys, and they didn't put it in quotes, but they said the attorney said that the intent was robbery, not murder. And you know, there were people calling us saying, what in the world is this? And so we immediately called Simpson Thatcher up in New York, and they had said no such thing, of course, and immediately called the website, and they took it out.
Good looking out.
And that's why this show was so important, because people kind of, who have the time, kind of get out there and put Reggie's name in, see what comes up. And sometimes there's some negative stuff that comes up that we need to address. But the point is that when you have an account that says, like the Post-Dispatch says, like a murder,
right,
when you call somebody a killer,
right,
of the Carey sisters, when you frame it, and then alleged to have the attorney saying some words, people, I mean, that impacts people. I mean, somebody might have read that and won't go back to that and think that's the reality.
Exactly.
So it's very dangerous, and that's why we've been talking about this war of to win the hearts and minds of the people, because there's been so much misinformation trying to discredit the campaign, as well as discredit the integrity of Reggie Clemens himself. So it's important for people to keep looking out, and we really appreciate those calls that came to us.
Very good. And there's one case I know that happened in Connecticut. A man walked off of death row after being charged with raping and killing this woman, and DNA freedom. You know, 15 years off death row. No, and it wasn't death row. 15 years locked up and DNA freedom. And he was made an offer to plead guilty. He would have been out in 8 years. And he said, I didn't do anything. I didn't do this. And he's free now.
And that case is not an anomaly.
No, it is
not. And particularly about the bargain, the plea bargain. And if you say you're guilty, then you can get out. Well, some people have done that.
Yep.
And so now that's on their records. And then, you know, it makes you culpable for another crime that's similar to that, because now you have an M.O.
That's right.
So
that's right.
It's very dangerous. And I really applaud the brothers and sisters in some cases who say, no, I didn't do this. And I don't care how long it takes. I'm going to try to free myself and my name.
And I applaud those brothers, but I certainly understand those who don't.
Oh, definitely.
I certainly understand.
Because you take your chances and say, I'll do the 8 years
there,
and maybe I can do something in the meantime to try to clear my name. And so, but that is the nature of the system that we have, is that you have to play those kind of games
with
your own integrity, with your own values, with your own life.
And
it's not fair. We need to be about, like, turning this system upside down and making it right for those people who have to endure it.
So let's talk about what we're going to talk about today. Who do we have with us?
We have in the studio Fahima Thabit, and Fahima's with the American Friends Service Committee. And I'd just like to point out publicly that AFSC has been one of our partners in the campaign, collecting signatures. They have their petition board over there at the office, and every so often I get like a bunch of signed petitions in the mail from AFSC, and it always makes me feel good that they're on the case doing the job. And so one of the things I thought would be helpful as we talk about this kind of case, because I know from a fact that we got brothers and sisters at the workhouse listening to this program every Thursday. We got brothers and sisters down at the Injustice Center downtown listening to it. And so oftentimes these folks have gotten themselves into a jam and really don't know how they got there and now how to get out of it. And the American Friends Service does a training called Know Your Rights that is really, really helpful in terms of getting young people to understand what their rights are, as described in the Fourth and Fifth Amendments. And a lot of times we don't use the existing laws and constitutional framework to protect us because we've been so used to being looked at as second-class citizens because that's how we treat it. But it's a very informative, engaging, interactive kind of training, and we thought it would really be helpful if Fahima kind of went through some of the elements, just kind of do a mini workshop right here on Reggie Thursdays as a relates to Know Your Rights, because one thing we do know is that we had some very young people that were for the first time were confronted with the criminal justice system. Some of the things they did were right on the mark, and some of the things they did hurt them because they just didn't know.
And also, if we can back up just a little bit to tie it closer to the Reggie case, can you remind the audience of what happened, how Reggie got into jail, and as it relates to the Know Your Rights component?
Absolutely. One of the things that happened with Reggie is when they found out that the four young men were on the bridge and they came to the home of the Thomases, they merely told Vera Thomas that they wanted to talk to Reggie. They never said that he was a suspect in this case. And when Vera asked if she needed an attorney, they told her absolutely not. And that was the last time she saw her son. I mean, he was immediately taken in captivity, and he's been there ever since. And so so those are things that people need to know. That was a teachable moment right there in terms of don't let your child go anywhere. Those folks, and with him being a juvenile,
particularly,
he needed to have somebody there. No, he wasn't a juvenile. Antonio Richardson was a juvenile. You have to have somebody there, and then to even say anything. And I remember
as a public defender, as a criminal defense attorney, you just want to pull your hair out of your head, you know. Why did you say this? Why did you say anything? The answer is no, I'm not telling you anything. They are not your friends. They are there to advocate on their side of the issue, and their side of the issue is you're good for it. You did it. So the answer is I've got nothing to say. I've got nothing to say. I've got nothing. I've got nothing. I've got nothing. I've got nothing to say. And if I can take this moment to send you all to my website, go to my blog, Blogitude STL, because there's a case on there of a white guy who was, the police came into his home. They said that they wanted to talk to him about his drug, that he was connected with drugs. They were polite. They were nice. They sent the wife away. They sent the child away. And then for the next 2 hours, they beat this man. They attached electrodes to his genitals. They put his head in the toilet. They threatened him because he wouldn't sign the form that said, yes, you can talk to me. Yes, I'm going to talk to you. And how do we know this? Because before his wife left, she turned on turned on a tape recorder in the kitchen, and we have a complete, because it would have just been one of those he said, she said stuff. So she turned on the tape recorder, and they take 2 hours of this brutalizing of this white man to get him to sign on the form. At one point, he was having a heart attack. They said, we're not calling the ambulance until you sign this form. So you can go to my website at lizbrown.com, Blogitude STL. The tape is there. The transcript is there. And also, what happened to the cops is there. So y'all need to know that resistance is necessary, and they will do everything that they can to keep you from doing it. And I don't think he ever signed it. I don't think he had. And then they charged him with resisting arrest after it was all over with.
What else would you get charged with? Something's got to happen.
There you go.
But I think, Liz, and I've even heard this from a friend of mine whose son, my friend's an attorney, and the son got stopped by the police and talked. And you know, this is one thing, if you're an attorney, you teach
your kids. You just want to smack your child.
And it's like, what were you thinking? Because I think people in their innocence think, if I cooperate, then I'll be okay. I'm innocent, so there's no need for me to hide anything. I'll tell them anything they want to know.
Well, and I'll prove to them I'm innocent by telling them anything that they want to know.
Right. And here's the thing. The part of the Miranda rights that says anything you say can and will be held against you.
An underscore and will.
Will.
Okay.
And will. And has been.
And continually will be. Okay. So people need to really understand that. Fahima, talk to us about, first of all, tell us about this program and how people can have access to this program.
Okay. I'd say about 3 or 4 years ago, I went to our national meeting, and there was a young guy there who worked for AFSC who conducted a workshop with the staff people there. And I had just experienced a situation with a family member where police came back maybe a couple months later to reissue a warrant for an arrest for them carrying a gun previously, because they had previously dropped the charges. What happened is when they came back, they supposedly had a warrant, arrested the family member, but was still in the house. And so if you're arresting someone for carrying a weapon previously, there's no reason to be searching the house. You mm-hmm. need to just arrest them and take them on.
Because you've had the information that you needed to issue the warrant.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, as I approached the house, because I was already residing there, I'm asking questions. Why are you in our home? You know? And so it was that experience. And then it was the young lady who was killed out in Pagedale, I believe. Either Wellston or Pagedale. Her last name was Green, I believe. Mm-hmm. And I went to vigil that night, and I heard a couple people say, you know, we all really, you know, you young people really need to know your rights. So when I went to this workshop, it just clicked that mm-hmm. this is something that needs to be brought back to St. Louis. So
absolutely.
I decided to get training to bring the young guy here to train me, and then I actually conducted two training workshops. And from that, I contacted the ACLU, and we partnered to do actual workshops. So they did go into some of the schools to do the workshops, and one of the juvenile detention centers in the county.
Mm-hmm.
We did workshops with some of the legal, the law students. And you'll be amazed at how many people really they don't know their rights. I did a workshop with probably about 15 law students. And what I would normally do is a pretest prior to conducting an actual workshop, which is pretty much a skit.
And hold that thought, because we mm-hmm. have to take a break right now. So when we come back, we'll talk about how uneducated law students are about what their rights are. I'm Liz Brown. This is Justice for Reggie Thursday. We'll be back after this break. Stay with us.
Spend it all, but have not money. We make it before we see you take it.
Good morning, St. Louis. 31 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Sears. Northbound 270 between Gravois and 44. There's an accident. Right lane is blocked and traffic slowing south of Gravois Road. Eastbound 70 at Bermuda. All roadways reopen after earlier stall. Eastbound 70 at Cave Springs closed due to road construction. Eastbound 40 from 141 to Mason. Look for heavy traffic there. Eastbound 70 at TREs and 79. Everything looks good. Westbound 270 at Canal Bridge and Riverview. Look for that to be easing up this hour. Eastbound 70 from 370 through Zumbel. Look for slow traffic there. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from the Illinois Bank to Cleek Landing looks good. Northbound Route 3. Westbound 64. Look like those approaches are starting to free up a bit. Westbound 5570 at the Poplar Street Bridge is reduced to three lanes as they are paving the bridge, as well as eastbound 70. You can expect some delays on the Poplar Street Bridge for paving as well. Oliver Dealman, there's a report of an injury accident. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Sears. It's the season for dads at Sears. Right now, Sears is having its Father's Day sale, and there's only one place with everything dad wants this Father's Day. Sears, see store for details. Sale ends on the 18th of June. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Saturday. Mostly sunny today, high around 90. This evening, partly cloudy, low in the upper 60s. Friday, partly cloudy with a high in the upper 80s, and Saturday, partly sunny, chance of showers with a high in the mid-80s. Currently, we have 73 degrees. Lambert Field is also reporting 73 degrees. More with Liz Brown coming up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
time again to register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now.
Hi, I'm Will Cook, president of Holiday World and Splash and Safari. For the past 60 years, Holiday World has quietly grown into the best family theme park around, focusing our entire business on families. We've been voted the cleanest and friendliest parks in the world. We have great family rides, including three of the world's best wooden roller coasters, and a huge, innovative water park, Splash and Safari. New this year is the Voyage, and I believe it is the best wooden roller coaster ever built. The Voyage travels 1.2 miles with more gut-wrenching airtime than any other wooden roller coaster in the world. People tell us we're a great value for families. We offer both of our parks for one price with free parking. And when you visit us, all your soft drinks are free. For smaller crowd sizes, visit us during the months of May or June. We're located in Santa Claus, Indiana, probably much closer than you think. For more information, visit our website at holidayworld.com. Then take a day off and have fun with your family at Holiday World and Splash and Safari.
For a free Indiana Play Pack coupon book, visit enjoyindiana.com.
Hello out there, Radio Land. This is Pastor A.A. Boyd, a proud pastor of the Holy Olivet Baptist Church. I come on this radio station every Saturday, the Glory Time broadcast from 7 to 7:30. Will you turn me on? You'll certainly be glad you did. And God bless you.
Hi, I'm Laurie Falkerson. Join me every Monday morning at 10 a.m. on AM 920 WGNU. You'll enjoy hearing stories of people who are making the difference in the lives of others. Join me, Laurie Falkerson, Monday morning at 10 on AM 920 WGNU.
No more calls for the Friday drawing. We have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. Thank you.
Informative, educational, provocative. This is the award-winning Morning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
There's a new world coming, and it's just around the bend. There's a new world coming, this one's coming to an end. There's a new voice calling, and you can hear it if you try. And it's growing stronger with every day that passes by. Yeah.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to Justice for Reggie Thursday. I am here with Jamala Rogers, and we are talking about Know Your Rights. Fahima Thabit, she is with the American Friends Service Committee. She's also joining us in the studio. And before we get back to Fahima, I want to, as always, thank our sponsors for, some of our sponsors for Justice for Reggie. Church of God in Christ, Bishop Ward, thank you so much for sponsoring Justice for Reggie. It is so important that our churches come on board and say amen to what we're doing here with the Reginald Clemens case. And I also want to thank, of course, Lane Tabernacle Church as well for coming on board and sponsoring, helping to sponsor Justice for Reggie Thursday. Thank you all so much, and thank you for that sponsorship. Let's get back to Fahima. Know Your Rights. Tell us about these illiterate law students.
Oh, my God. You're gonna be in trouble after this. Okay, well, anyway, I conducted the workshop, and I did a pretest, and of course, most of the law students didn't know probably, I think they only knew about two-thirds of the answers, mm-hmm. and so we were kind of surprised by that.
And I think that
future
that just,
attorneys,
and that just underscores how mm-hmm. innocent people are mm-hmm. about this part of mm-hmm. of the world, that they just, I think, in just
you just think, all I have to do is tell the truth and cooperate, and it's going to be all right. And that's what television tells us, too.
Exactly.
Television tells us that we haven't had a Hill Street Blues since Hill Street Blues, telling the other side of the Justice Department and criminal defense. We haven't had that. That's haven't had it. So go ahead.
Okay.
So and also, I'd like for you, as we go through this, to give some of the questions.
Okay, I will.
Okay.
This workshop is for youth and adults. It teaches them about their constitutional rights and how to assert them when they're dealing with law enforcement. The workshop combines legal information with practical knowledge about body language and attitude. What I'm going to do is just mention some of the things that we would go over in a workshop. Mm-hmm. Normally it's in question form, mm-hmm. and we also do role plays, too,
okay.
Which help a lot of youth. I won't be going over any of the role plays today, but I will tell you some of the things that we some of the questions, but they're not in question form here. One thing that we find young people have a problem with believing or understanding is that police officers can lie about being police officers. When an officer is undercover, it is specifically to hide that they are police. Police officers cannot guarantee you will spend less time in jail if you cooperate by answering their questions. They can only make recommendations. Determining jail time is the responsibility of the court. Police officers can do pat search at any time. You are in their presence for weapons. Many people think they can only do a pat search when the officer believes you are hiding something or when you're not cooperating with them. Probable cause allows an officer to do a full search, for example, to go in your pocket, check your backpack, search your vehicle, and they can do this when you are under arrest, when you fit the description of a suspect in a crime, when the police officer sees a weapon or sees drugs in plain view. If the officer feels something in a pat search that is unmistakably drug paraphernalia, if a police officer goes to search your bag even though you voice your objections to the search, you should not confront the officer physically. You should always say, I do not consent to a search. Keep repeating it. And doing so, there's a chance that someone may pass by. That way you get a witness that you are saying that you don't consent to a search.
Turn your cell phone on and get it in on voicemail. You know, I mean, create some kind of record for it.
Yes, that's right.
And if I could just stop you right there, because the lawyer in me is coming out. But it's always the concern is that it is your word against their word, and that they're electronically now, there are so many opportunities that people have and options that people have of creating the record that you said something different than what the cop is going to say. The cop is going to come in and say, you said mm-hmm. yes, you agreed to this. So by turning your cell phone on and calling your home number and letting your answering machine pick up the voices, I mean, I've done this before with things that I wanted to preserve. Mm-hmm. You can do that. There are all kinds of ways, but know that it's always going to be a he said, she said type of situation, and think about ways that you can prove that you said, I do not consent to this search, I do not consent to this search, I do not consent to this search.
That's true. Some other questions that we usually have suggest that people do in the workshops is let them know that you have a right to observe the police as long as you are at a safe distance and not interfering. So if you see police officers out and they're stopping someone, and a lot of times you're here, maybe you should just slow up and, you know, maybe walk slow. Slow up in your vehicle. You might find that person who's being held by police, they may be calling out for help or
mm-hmm.
for a witness.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say, you know, I've done it several times.
Me too.
And police officers occasionally will tell you, you know, get away, you're interfering. One of the things I suggest in the workshops is to let the officer know you're not interfering, you're just observing.
Mm-hmm.
But as you're doing it, maybe back up.
Mm-hmm.
Keep your hands up in the air, you know, and that kind of signals the officer that you really are not interfering. The police officers have a right to detain you without probable cause if you do not identify yourself. So standing there and the police officer, you know, asks you who you are and you don't want to answer him, then you're giving him a right to hold you. So a lot of young people will refuse to talk at all, but he can detain you if you don't answer his question and if you don't identify who you are. If the police officer arrests you, you should say you will not answer any questions without the presence of a lawyer and keep quiet. You know, a lot of young people run their mouths. They talk too much. Adults talk too much. You need to just be quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Police can lie about evidence they have on you or about what is being said by your friend in the next room in order to get you to talk. This is a tactic police are permitted to use in questioning people. They use all types of tactics to get information from you. You can be arrested for just refusing to answer questions asked by a police officer. Police can search someone's pocket if they see them throw something down. Suspicious motive can be considered probable cause. So when you do that sudden move, you're giving them a reason to search you. Miranda rights. A lot of people don't know them. And Miranda rights basically says you have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can be held against you.
Can and will be held against you.
Mm-hmm. You have the right to an attorney. If you cannot afford an attorney, the court will appoint one for you. Not always will an officer read that to you. If he don't read it, you should automatically know it and know to put it into play at that moment. Be quiet.
And also know that they will lie about reading it to you.
Exactly.
They will lie about, because on the form, they will always say, read suspect, his Miranda. Right. No, you didn't. No, you didn't. They will lie about that. Go ahead.
Okay.
In fact, I've never known any of the cases that we work with where they were read their rights, and we've been doing this for like 30 years.
And then sometimes they'll get smart with people and they'll say, you've been through this before. I don't need to read you anything. Mm-hmm. You know this. I'm not going to tell you any of this. But like you said, know what they are.
Or sometimes we'll tell you you've been watching too much TV as if we don't do this here.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
Search warrants. That's another important thing. Oh, boy. With search warrants, you should always ask an officer to see a warrant. There's reasons for that. Before allowing them into your home.
And read it. When they show it to you, read it.
There are things you should look for when you read it. You should look to see that the name is correct and the address is correct. There have been cases where officers have gone to the wrong apartment or the wrong home. So make sure they have the correct name and address. The judge's signature. We don't look for that. That's important. It's not a legitimate warrant if the judge has not signed it. What are they looking for? If they're looking for stolen radio equipment, stereo equipment, they should not be looking in the medicine cabinet.
There you go. Wait a minute, and we have to take another break here. This is Liz Brown, Justice for Reggie Thursday. We're talking about Know Your Rights. I'm here with Jamala Rogers. We'll be back. Stay with us.
You don't have to travel all the way to the mall to visit your Sears. Why don't you visit the only black-owned and operated Sears located at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. Sears. Where else?
You're going to get washers, dryers, refrigerators, stoves, big screen televisions, small screen DVD players, high-end stoves. Come on, these are stoves that almost take your food out your refrigerator, cook it for you, and put it on your table. You need to get on down to Sears. Gas is $3.75 a gallon. You don't need to drive to the mall. Go to Union and Natural Bridge right here in the city of St. Louis, the only Sears. My name is Liz Brown. When you get on over to Sears, you tell them I told you to.
Time again to register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now.
Hi, everybody. This is Mike Huss. Join me tonight at 7:05 after the news as we circle the bases right here on Radio 920. We'll get our roundtable panel together to talk about what's happening in the world of sports. It's going to be lively, and it goes in any direction, and that's what makes it fun. Make sure you listen to us tonight on Circle the Bases, 7:05, right here on Radio 920.
Listen to the How Good God Is radio broadcast with Pastor Charles Hilton every Saturday at 5:30 p.m. at WGNU Radio 920 AM dial.
No more calls for the Friday drawing. We have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. Thank you.
Connect Care, still connected to the community. Sometimes it seems like things are changing so fast that it's hard to keep up and hard to keep track. At Connect Care, we want you to know that, yes, there have been some changes, and yes, we are still connected to the community. At Connect Care, we still have a retail pharmacy open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. At Connect Care, we still provide transportation to patients that qualify. At Connect Care, we still provide access to in-house laboratory services. At Connect Care, we still provide some of the region's best board-certified doctors. At Connect Care, we still provide urgent care. And at Connect Care, we still see patients on a sliding fee scale. Yes, changes have been made at Connect Care, but we're still connected to you. Connect Care, still connected to the community.
The struggle for fairness on the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to Justice for Reggie Thursday. I am here with Jamala Rogers, and we're talking to Fahima Thabit, and we're talking, she's with the American Friends Service Committee, and we're talking about Know Your Rights.
Okay, back to search warrants. Mm-hmm. Again, anytime an officer shows up at your home with a search warrant, you should always ask to see the search warrant before allowing him to enter your home. You should look for the correct name and address, the judge's signature, what they're looking for. If the warrant is incorrect, you should stand firm and insist they get a new warrant. Now, the thing about that is if they have a search warrant that's not correct, it's very possible they may try to force their way in. They may try and threaten you. They may say, you know, if you make me go back and get another warrant, when I come back, we're going to tear your house up, things like that. But you need to really stand firm and make them go back. If they try to push their way in, you really need to be safe and maybe just move to the side.
Mm-hmm. And go and get witnesses
right.
to what you're doing. And also, going back to the warrant again, Fahima, I just want to mm-hmm. underscore for people, mm-hmm. the warrant has to be specific for what they are looking and where they are allowed to look. There isn't a warrant that says you can go in and toss the joint. The warrant has to say very specifically what, because judges aren't allowed to just give carte blanche warrants. That's why you go get a judge's signature, because you're asking for something specific in a specific place, and you have to read the warrant and see if that is what it says. And if it doesn't, stay firm. Turn your cameras on. Turn your tape recorders on. Turn that stuff on, because they're not allowed in there.
That's right.
And we have had a situation of a case that we worked with where the young man knew that the police were looking for him, and he feared for his life. He hadn't done anything, and so he was actually hiding in the house. But because they started to rough up his mother, he came out because he didn't want her to be roughed up. And so, again, there's all kinds of tactics that are being used. Mm-hmm. If you're not coming out, your mama's going to take your rap. And so you don't want that. And so then you cooperate. And so there's all kinds of ways that they are skilled at pushing your buttons to make you respond.
And when they use tactics like that, there are other things you can do. For instance, you could call the police.
Mm-hmm.
Call 911, and the reason for that is because those calls are recorded.
That's right.
If you didn't get his badge number for some reason, a lot of people look for the police officer's name on his badge. Look for the badge number. If you don't see a badge number or a badge or something, look outside the window, peek out, of course, and all police cars have a number on the outside of the car. That's another way that you can identify that, you know,
and
we have proof that the police officer was at your home.
And make note of the time and the date.
Yes.
The time and the date. That is critical for the evidence of
exactly.
where a cop was supposed to be. There's a record of they're supposed to be at certain places at a certain
That's
time.
Right.
So make a note of the time. Write it down.
Exactly.
Okay.
Do a lot of observing.
Mm-hmm.
It may not be safe to write it down at that moment.
Right.
But as soon as they leave, write down everything that you can remember.
That's exactly right.
If you allow a police officer to search your home without a warrant, the search is legal.
Yes, it is.
Some of us let them in, and when you let them in, you're giving them carte blanche.
And let's understand also what you're giving them carte blanche to do. You're giving them carte blanche to toss your house. You're giving them carte blanche to look any place for anything. Never, ever, 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 ever let them in if they don't have a warrant.
Exactly.
And the other thing that frequently happens is that, oh, we found a bag of drugs in the drawer. You know, so when you let them come in, you don't know what they're bringing in to make the case that it was we had probable cause for coming in because look what we found.
That's exactly right. Exactly. Eddie Sanchez is a perfect example of the throwdown king. He had a briefcase, like he was going to work, with full of throwdown weapons that he planted on people. So never let them in if they don't have a warrant.
Exactly. But again, remember, be safe. So. Mm-hmm. You do what you can. If they basically force their way in, you know, try to get witnesses.
Yeah, try to create the record that you did not allow them in.
Like the example of the guy whose wife turned the recording on.
That
was a good example.
Exactly.
So. And so basically this is what the workshops are like. At the end we usually tell people and go over with them the things to do because a lot of it is about body language. We're not saying that applying all the things in this workshop will help, but it's a strong possibility that it will. A lot of times if officers see that you know what your rights are and that you're asserting them and you're asserting them in a way where you're being respectful or polite, oftentimes you will be allowed to leave.
Mm-hmm.
We tell people to be polite and respectful. Never badmouth the police officer. Stay calm and in control of your words, your body language, and emotions. Don't get into an argument with the police. Remember, anything you say or do can be used against you. Keep your hands where the police can see them. Don't run. I know that's really difficult to say, but you're giving them a reason to shoot you.
Mm-hmm.
You're giving them a reason to say that you were trying to get away or whatever.
But then every situation is different.
Exactly.
It's different, too, because sometimes you are.
Exactly.
But, and that's the challenge of telling people what to do, because sometimes people are killed because they didn't run.
Exactly.
It's really one of the, you have to have your wits about you.
Yeah, and I think having the information and this is what I challenge young people to do. When you hear a scenario on TV or on the news, think about what you would have done in that situation, because it goes back to the role playing that gets done.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't ever put yourself in the position, then you can't anticipate what you would do. And so there's lots of variables that you have to think about, and a lot of times young people may not be as quick to sort of sort that through, but the more you sort of think about it, if I was there, I would have done that, or talk about it with your friends and see, you know, there's more of a chance that when it happens, you will do the right thing.
Exactly. And that's the purpose of role playing.
Exactly.
Role playing gets
definitely.
You to that place of, okay, when this happens, you'll be familiar with what your options are. Let me get to a couple of callers here. Bobby, you have a question or observation?
I have a question. Good morning to you ladies, first of all.
Good morning.
My first question is racial profiling. What to do if you have valid license, insurance, registration, but the same cop continues to pull not just me but everyone over on Natural Bridge in North Hanley, and he makes you sit there for about a half an hour, 45 minutes, and then lets you go, throws your information back at you.
Mm.
Situation like that. I mean, you know.
There are, I guess, there's a big question of what do you do if you really, really, really are concerned about it. I think filming something like that is a wonderful tool to use. Interview, following the cars that they've stopped. I mean, if you really want to get into it and to establish it, one person can do this. You can create the record that this is racial profiling going on. And this is a good year to really decide to take something like that on, because Jay Nixon is running for office. Jay Nixon just released a report on racial profiling, and he said that the numbers in the racial profiling report cannot prove or disprove that people are being stopped for their race. Yes, they can, and particularly if someone like you were to take it upon themselves to create the record, the indisputable record for this.
And the other way to do that, Liz, is to file a complaint.
Mm-hmm.
And see, this is the thing that black folks just don't want to do, because they think nothing is going to happen. And 9 times out of 10, there's nothing that will happen. But if there's no record of it, then groups like the American Friends Service, like the Organization for Black Struggle, we go down there and say, well, we want to see your data on, you know, complaints. And they say, well, hey, we don't have any.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's fine with what we do.
That's
because
right.
People have not
That's
taken
right.
the time
right.
to do that. So that would be the first thing. All those people that are doing that, we'll get a chance to see that there's a pattern there of a one cop at one particular stop, and we can bring some heat to that situation.
Okay.
Thank you.
Does that help, Bobby?
Yes, it does.
All right. Thanks for your call. Barbara.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
And your guest.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. I was just wondering if anyone else out there had noticed on the Reginald Freedom how many times American Justice has been running that old piece on the crime that happened here in St. Louis on the bridge.
Okay.
And the other thing is that the information, they don't even have the young man Marlon's death recorded. It's old. It's like for the last 3 weeks, they played it three times. They played it again yesterday with the same lies. And I was wondering, could we write and tell them to update that story and correct it?
Thanks for your call and your question and your observation, Barbara.
Thank you.
Of course you can, and that's one of the things that people need to do. And in fact, later this month, we will be showing American Justice and sort of updating in ourselves and pointing out clearly the issues there that aren't being addressed. And so, yeah, I would say call them, that there's been some developments in this case. And it's not even just the fact that Marlon Gray has been executed, has been left out. There's a number of other developments since that happened. And we found it interesting, too, that all of a sudden – and it coincides with, you know, the campaign's escalation that now we're getting American Justice two and three times a week. So,
and I think that's congratulations to all of us that are in this, and congratulations to you, Jamala, with as the chairman of this campaign. It's being felt.
Yeah.
Because they wouldn't be running that if we weren't out here doing the stuff, if you weren't out here doing the stuff that you're doing. And Fahima, before we go, where can people contact you? Can anybody have one of these workshops? How does that happen?
Yes. Actually, I've moved on for as conducting the workshops. But Jamala did ask me if I would do a trainer's workshop, and I agreed to do that.
Okay.
They could contact me at my office, 862-5773, extension 11.
One more time, slowly.
862-5773, extension 11, or contact Jamala at her number to find out when a workshop will be held.
And Jamala, can you put that up on the website, too?
Right, okay. Exactly.
And
exactly.
Your number again? Jamala?
Our number is 367-5959, and if people want more information, when they come to the campaign meeting on Monday at 7 o'clock at the Rowan Center, we'll have information for them.
Excellent. Ladies, thank you so much this morning for this wonderful information. I know that we helped somebody out there.
There's still callers on the line, so yeah.
Okay, we're going to take a break. I'll be back in the next hour. Thank you for listening. I'll be back.
You stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches. There's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
Revolution in the air, feel me, brother. Stop
but the hard truth is that not everyone is
for the issues that matter most. It's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Aldinger. One of the most wanted men in the world is dead.
He personified the dark, sadistic, and medieval vision of the future of beheadings, suicide bombings, and indiscriminate killings.
Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld on the death of Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, the leader of al-Qaeda in Iraq, taken out in an air raid north of Baghdad. British Prime Minister Tony Blair is betting the terror networks already put a backup plan into action.
We know that they will continue to kill. We know there are many, many obstacles to overcome. But they also know that our determination to defeat them is total.
The U.S. has its own strategy. President Bush says he and the new Iraqi prime minister will talk about it next week at Camp David.
Together we will discuss how to best deploy America's resources in Iraq and achieve our shared goal of an Iraq that can govern itself, defend itself, and sustain itself.
What's in the plans, though?
Task Force 145 had some of its resources diverted to go after Zarqawi. Now that mission is accomplished, it's certain the intensity for the search for bin Laden will pick up. And we're told there have been some credible sightings for the first time. So stay tuned.
ABC News Chief Investigative Correspondent Brian Ross. Now, ABC News consultant Richard Clark, a former White House counterterrorism chief, is warning not to make too much of Zarqawi's death.
Beyond its psychological and symbolic value, I think it will have very, very little impact on the insurgency, and it will not affect the day when American troops come home.
Nor, apparently, has it slowed down the attacks in Iraq. At least a dozen people are dead after a fruit market in the eastern part of Baghdad was bombed earlier today. It's been said there are two things you can't avoid, death and taxes, but President Bush thinks you should be able to pass on a death tax. Today, the Senate takes up a plan to abolish the estate tax. ABC News Money Scope, the Dow is up 18 points in early going. The NASDAQ is down 7. This is ABC News.
Top three reasons I'm really going to enjoy summer. Number three, warm weather. Hello, barbecue. Number two, I'm getting the whole shebang. Patio, lawn furniture, ooh, maybe even a deck. And my number one reason, my wallet might not be ready for summer, but my backyard can.
Right now at the Home Depot, get special deferred financing on purchases store-wide. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Offer valid through 6/18/06 in U.S. only. See store for details.
Looking for great tires and great deals? Then look for Uniroyal Value Days, going on now through June 10th. Make your money go further on the longest-wearing Uniroyal tires ever. Tiger Paw Touring for cars and Laredo Cross Country for SUVs and pickups. Durable, dependable, and best of all, affordable. Uniroyal Value Days. Great tires, great deals. Going on now through June 10th. Visit Uniroyal.com to find a participating dealer near you. Uniroyal, for everything you value.
It could be the biggest drop in 8 months. The Labor Department says 302,000 Americans filed for unemployment benefits last week. If that's correct, it's a drop of 35,000, and it would be the biggest drop in months. But, again, experts say it might just be a statistical error. Tying the knot, if you're going to use one of our national parks as a setting for some of your photos, pay up. Here's ABC's Clarissa Douglas.
For the past few weeks, the Park Service has been charging a fee for weddings and other large groups that want a photo op at a national site. And it's not just monuments like the Lincoln Memorial or the Statue of Liberty. The policy applies to natural settings like Big Bend National Park in Texas, Denali Park in Alaska, even Yellowstone and the Grand Canyon. The Park Service says the fees help pay the bills, but also help avoid scheduling pileups. The fee ranges from $50 to $250, depending on the size of the group. Clarissa Douglas, ABC News, Washington.
And I'm Daria Alvinger, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU Newsroom.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brandmeier with your WGNU News Update for the 9 o'clock hour. In the news this Thursday, members of Bricklayers Local 1 are back on the job today after a week-long strike. Representatives of the Bricklayers Union reached an agreement yesterday with the Mason Contractors Association. The five-year deal includes a wage increase that will be split between wages, benefits, and pension. Commuters are being encouraged to dump the pump and save gas money by riding mass transit. Metro and other transit systems nationwide will take part in National Dump the Pump Day today. Earlier this week, Metro volunteers handed out entry forms to encourage riders to invite a friend to try Metro Bus or Metro Link for the first time. Those regular riders and their friends can win prizes in a drawing when volunteers collect the forms today. Finally this hour, the water at Keener Plaza is pink and the trees are filled with pink cards in preparation for this weekend's Komen Race for the Cure. Dee Dee Hoffman, the 2006 race co-chair, says members of the In the Pink committee spent yesterday decorating trees with cards to remember those who have lost their battle with cancer and to celebrate the survivors.
But it's pretty amazing by the time you get Keener Plaza filled with trees with ribbons and tributes to survivors and the pink fountains. It's a pretty emotional sight, actually.
Hoffman says each card costs $50 and they expect to raise $8,000 from the decorated trees alone. More than 60,000 people are expected to take part in this weekend's Komen Race for the Cure. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by Midas. What's the most important safety feature of your car? Midas believes it's the person who does your brakes. Don't trust your brakes to just anyone. Trust America's leader in brakes. Trust the Midas touch. That's your look at local news for the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 6 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Sonic, America's Drive-In. Northbound 270 from Gravoy to 44, there's an accident. Right lane is blocked in both directions. 170 at Page and Olive, there's road construction. Left lane is going on, and it's getting southbound. It's getting slowing as you get to the construction zone. Eastbound 70 at 40, look for road construction. As a matter of fact, there's road construction throughout the metropolitan and metro St. Louis and St. Louis County areas. So just use caution as you roll up to these areas and take your time. All your approaches onto the Poplar Street Bridge are slow this hour, especially eastbound on the Poplar Street Bridge, as paving has two right lanes closed and westbound has three lanes down to three lanes, so you're going to see some delays on the Poplar Street Bridge. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Sonic, America's Drive-In. Drive-In to Sonic for Tuesday nights. Half-price burgers. That's right. Get unlimited classic Sonic burgers for half the price from 5 p.m. till close on Tuesdays. It's not just good, it's Sonic good. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Saturday. Mostly sunny day, high around 90. This evening, partly cloudy with a low in the upper 60s. Friday, partly cloudy with a high in the upper 80s. Saturday, look forward to partly sunny skies, a chance for showers with a high in the mid-80s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 73 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 73 as well. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your news and your weather in the 10 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU. It's the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about.
314-454-0400. 1-877-920-WGNU. The award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown right here on AM 920 WGNU.
Hi, this is Liz Brown. Yes, we did win the school board election, but our work is not done. So be there this Tuesday at the school board meeting at Car Lane Middle School at 7 o'clock. Our work is not done. Attend your school board meeting.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
Was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution.
Splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
The air, the brothers,
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Get up. Get up. Get to me. I want to talk about something that I never talk about. I just have to talk about this because it's on the front page of USA Today. Thank you so much, Brother Bob. I want to talk about Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie. That's what I want to talk about. They are fixing to sell. I just have to talk about this because it's fascinating to me. They are fixing to sell photographs of their child. There hasn't been any confirmations. The rumors are out there for photographs of the price that People Magazine has paid for photographs of their child. $4 million. That's the number that's out there. $4 million for pictures of Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie's baby. Now, there are a number of things to think about when we look at this. We have to look at us as a nation, as a world, actually. How caught up we are in celebrity-ness. $4 million, and maybe more, because we don't know what the number is. $4 million, let's just go with $4 million for pictures of a baby that ain't yours, never going to be yours, ever, ever, ever. This is not your child. They're paying that. So how caught up in celebrity are we as a world? Because here's the deal. People Magazine is paying this money to have these photos. They're not doing it because they like Angelina Jolie or Brad Pitt. They're not doing it because they give a bump about the baby. About their baby. People Magazine is paying this money because they know that you all are going to do this. People Magazine is so confident in this world's obsession with celebrity that they are going to raise the price of their magazine to $3.99 with the cover shot of Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie and their baby that you don't even know the name of. They know that you all are going to spend $3. You all are going to not, they're going to sell the magazines off the shelf of the pictures of these folks' baby. That's how hooked on celebrity they know that this world is. Now, what does that say about us? That they can't put a picture of, oh, I don't know, Mother Teresa or Coretta Scott King on the cover of their magazine to sell it? Nope. Y'all want to see pictures of Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie's baby. Y'all want to see that, and you're going to pay $3.99 to see these pictures. You know, and I'm not going to act like I'm some kind of snob out here. I'm not paying for the magazine, but I suspect that if I'm standing in line and the magazine's on the stand, I'll pick it up and look at it. But I'm a journalist. I'm a journalist. What does that say about us as a society? What does that say about us? And then I got to go to Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie. I got to give them their props. I believe that they are two of the most savvy manipulators of the system that they are a part of that I have ever seen. I have never seen anybody leverage their celebrityness in such a powerful and significant way. Oprah does some stuff like this, but I don't know. Oprah does some leveraging of her celebrityness like this. I got to backtrack. Oprah does some. But here's the deal. Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie are going to take, they say, they're taking the $4 million, whatever people are going to pay them for the pictures of their baby, and they're giving them to African charities. They insisted that their baby was born in Namibia. And that's amazing. In the world that we live in, these are two savvy. They secreted themselves away. They made certain they knew that they could get money to give to their charities for a photograph or two of their baby. Isn't that something? What it says about us, what it says about them, and what it says about the world that we live in. That's deep. It's not the cure for cancer. It's not solving the Medicaid crisis. It's not providing prescription drugs to seniors that need it. This is the commerce that is the commerce that is so successful in our society is the commerce of celebrityness, if that's a word. That's deep, y'all. That is deep, deep, deep. I'm looking at this picture. I'm just on the front page of USA Today. I'm looking at this picture. People get photographs after a fierce bidding war. Tomorrow, the magazine comes out. And I assure you, people will be knocking themselves all out to get these photographs. The pictures were taken a week after the birth by a photographer that filmed them or took pictures of them and when they were in their Namibian resort. $3.99 for the magazine. It's going to be on People Magazine in the United States. Hello! Exclamation point. That's the magazine in the UK. And the New Idea magazine in Australia. And they're the ones that are getting the cover. Astonishing. $4 million. $4 million. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. And if you want to email me, you can do that at revolution@lizbrown.com. That's revolution@lizbrown.com. And don't forget the show is archived at whiterosesociety.org. That's whiterosesociety.org. You need to get on over and check out some of the shows. If you've missed an hour, you can go get an hour. And you can go get it at whiterosesociety.org. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. We have Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt capturing your dollars out there in the era of $3.09, $3 and something cents for gasoline, per gallon gasoline prices. And what's the Senate dealing with? Constitutional amendments to ban same-sex marriages. One vote. They did the vote in the Senate. And what were they able to do with it? They couldn't move it anyway. Anywhere. 454-0400 is my phone number. 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. Carol, good morning. Good morning, Carol.
Yes, Liz.
Yes.
I was listening to you talking about the pictures.
The pictures of Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt's baby.
Yeah. Now, they're going to turn this money over to African charities.
That's correct.
Do you think they're going to steal the money like they steal everything else over there and not going to help the people?
Who's the they?
Those leaders.
What leaders?
The leaders in the African countries over there that relegate the people to beg.
Have
people go out and raise money to try to help those poor people over there, and they steal the money.
Have you been to Africa before?
No, I don't have to go over there. I know what they do.
Wow, Carol, you are a real good recipient of all of the negative press about Africa.
Well, it's the truth, Liz.
If you've never been there, and
it's the truth, Liz.
So you're comfortable in drawing. What's the name of the country where they are?
All we want to do is talk
what
about what everybody else
Carol,
is doing.
Carol, what's the name of the country? What is the name of the country where they are?
They do nothing but steal the money over there and relegate those poor people over there to
Carol,
beg.
Sweetie. What is the name of the country where Brad Pitt is?
Is it Namibia? I think it is.
Okay.
It's,
Who's the president of Namibia?
I can't remember all that. So it doesn't matter.
Yes, it does. It absolutely.
Whoever he is.
Because he's black and because he's in Africa.
Okay.
Enough. That's too much self-loathing for anybody to hear. You hate yourself so much and in so many deep ways. I am not going to put on my psychiatrist hat to help you out on that. You are a very ugly, self-loathing person, and that's very, very, very sad. You don't even know the man's name or woman's name, and you just know that they're corrupt. Oh. Ah! Okay, I need to burn some candles to get rid of that ugliness. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
You don't have to go overseas corruption. It's amazing.
You hear how mad she was about that? Woo!
I always want to run overseas and once speak to somebody else. Just one thing is right here in Jefferson City and right here in Washington, D.C. You admit the gasoline price. It took 3 weeks for gasoline prices to go down 7 cents. And then overnight, it jumped back up 27 cents. And as you mentioned, this do-nothing Congress, worrying about who's sleeping with who, the do-nothing president, worrying about who's sleeping with who, with all the problems that's going on in this country. It is amazing that these people are played for suckers, intentionally being played for suckers once again, with all the problems. Then this excuse, they say, well, milk is $3 a gallon. I don't need milk to get back and forth to work. I don't need 10 gallons worth of milk.
I haven't had a glass of milk in 20 years.
I understand.
I haven't had a glass of milk in 20 years.
That doesn't make any sense. And last but not least, you always talking about the police officers and you need to know your rights. And I agree wholeheartedly with that program you had. These road cops, if I see a Caucasian police behind me, I get nervous.
Turn your tape recorder on.
I get nervous.
All right, got a roll, TC.
All right, thank you.
454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Good morning. I like to tell, say about the lady that called that you cut off. She's carrying the water for me, and you should respect people when they call you.
And how did I not respect that person? I asked her a question, and she refused to answer any question that I asked. She did not respect me or my show or my questions. I asked her very simple questions, and she refused to answer them. In fact, the only thing, as a person of African descent, you don't have to fight me if you're going to try to attack black people. So know that coming into the conversation. I'm not finished yet. I am not finished yet.
But the lady wasn't finished.
I am not finished yet. And if you are going to come on my show and attempt to disparage an entire continent of people, I'm going to ask you for some specifics of how you got there. And if you can't give me that information, expect that you're going to get something hard and harsh right at you. Take it or get off my phones.
That's all right. I can take it. You'd have ran a lot of people away, but I can take it. What I want to tell you is, I don't think she was...
Don't speak for her. You don't know her. Speak for yourself. I talked to her, though. We had a conversation. Don't speak for her. Speak for yourself.
I heard her.
Speak for yourself.
I heard you.
Speak for yourself.
Okay. What I would say is she's telling you that...
Again, you want to speak for her. I'm giving you one more chance. Speak for yourself.
Thank you.
All right. Run away. Run away. Like you said you weren't going to, and now you do. Fine. Go home. Go kick your dog. If you can't speak for yourself and bring some stuff to me, then there's no sense in you being on the phone. You don't know her. She talked to me. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. You said you wanted to talk, and you lied to get on the air and said you want to talk about Brad and Angelina. That's the type of person you are. Tell the truth. You're on a wake-up call. Good morning.
Good morning, Liz.
Yes, Maurice.
Two quick points. One, the lady that called who didn't know her facts, she's basically making her point off of propaganda, which is something that a lot of us tend to do. Again, the media portrays the whole continent of Africa and all the black leaders in Africa as being corrupt, you know, all the time.
Constantly. And that's why the questions are asked. Do you even know the name of this person? And the answer was, I don't need to know the name of this person.
Correct.
And if that's not I have been propagandized in ways that I can't even explain.
Correct.
And plus, they talking about show people, and you accept without question or knowledge, attacks on your people, and you not only accept it, you absorb it, and you want to jump on the bandwagon with them where you ain't even invited on the bandwagon because they talk about you and your mama.
There it is.
They talking about you and your mama
there
and
it
your
is.
Dad.
And I applaud you for the way you handled her. But the point I wanted to make was that you were speaking on the Senate holding on the gay marriage ban and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it's the same thing that they've done over the last few years, whenever a major election is coming up, I call it smoke and mirror syndrome. And there's one name that always pops in my mind, Karl Rove.
The guy is a master at
deception. He throw up these smoke screens to try to throw the masses off of the real issues and of the real concerns. And my personal opinion is, for some reason, I don't think it's going to work this time around.
The war has helped enormously. And then the culture of corruption has also helped. And I got a roll. Thanks for your call.
Okay.
We're going to take a break, folks. I'm Liz Brown. Stay with me.
Line in Chicago. Fat man in front of me. He's calling black people trash to his children. He's the only trash here I see. And I'm thinking this man wears a white hood.
You don't have to travel all the way to the mall to visit your Sears. Why don't you visit the only black-owned and operated Sears located at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. Sears, where else? Where else? Washers, dryers, refrigerators, stoves, you name it, they have it. High-end stoves, high-end refrigerators, they have tractors, they have trailers, they have tools, they have tires, they have every single thing that you need to make your house inside and out a home. So get on over to Sears. They have the best deals in town. You're gonna find deals there that you can't find at the mall. Get on over to Sears. It's right here in the city of St. Louis. When you get there, I'm Liz Brown. Tell them I told you to.
Time again to register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now. Philip Person Roofing is a licensed and certified roofing contractor offering a 15-year warranty on a new modified rubber roof made by GAF, the largest roofing manufacturer in America. Whether commercial or residential, you can finance any new roof with your Visa or MasterCard. For a free estimate, call Philip Person Roofing at 361-7127, 361-7127.
Hi, I'm Vicki Pimentel, inviting you to join me Friday nights here on WGNU for a little sports talk. We'll drop the gloves, scuffle a bit, and in the end, line up and shake hands. Well, maybe not line up and shake hands.
Lighter, host of Lessons in Leadership. Whether you're an executive, manager, teacher, volunteer leader, or head of a family, this show is for you. You'll get practical tips from real leaders on topics that matter to you. Tune in every Friday afternoon at 4 o'clock to Lessons in Leadership.
No more calls for the Friday drawing. We have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. Thank you. Recently in St. Louis, some changes were made in healthcare providers. And we at ConnectCare want you to know that sometimes change can be good. ConnectCare, still connected to the community. ConnectCare is now your specialty care clinic hub. If you or your loved one is dealing with kidney disease, you can contact one of ConnectCare's renal specialists at our renal clinic, dedicated to improving the quality of life and providing optimal care for patients with chronic and acute renal disease. At ConnectCare, we have 14 specialty care clinics to serve your healthcare needs. Our specialty care clinic hub includes specialty clinics dealing with arthritis, ENT, GI, orthopedics, and a women's specialty clinic. At ConnectCare, the physicians and staff at our specialty clinics are committed to the philosophy that the best care is provided by those with the greatest commitment to their community. ConnectCare, still connected to the community.
Around the world, behind the story. It's the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. Get up. Get to me. Mike.
Good morning, Ms. Brown.
Good morning.
Well, you know, they say in the land of the blind, the one-eyed man or woman is king. I think that phone call is an example. When you see just a little bit, when you're around people that can't see at all, you look like you can see it all. And clearly, she couldn't see anything. Wonder if her vision or her worldview allows her to see all these European leaders who are able to access the trough of the U.S. government. Does she see all them corrupt?
I think that for me that the issue was the passion and the fury that was directed. And the question is that do you have that same kind of passion or fury about people that you know more about?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It just goes to show how good a job the enemy has done on us mentally mm-hmm. and perceptive wise.
Mm-hmm.
But again, that's why you have so much and so many other brothers and sisters have work to do. You know, we talked yesterday about the strategies versus tactics of the enemy who comes at us. If you look at what has been going on, you know, with these switchover, again, of military, the metamorphosing of military and law enforcement into one nebulous glob called Homeland Security. Keep in mind that what they've been doing with the First, Fourth, and Sixth Amendment and using the Patriot Act to go after people, which they haven't even started really doing yet, But just keep in mind that they haven't torn down all these old military installations. And being a military family member, you should know that, you know, these things are waiting as holding cells for the American public once they really see through this con game that's been put down.
Okay.
And as dissent tries to begins to rise, this is how they'll crush it.
All right. Thanks for your call. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get up. Get to me. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, Ms. Brown.
Good morning.
Ms. Brown, as our gas prices go up, Ms. Brown, don't forget, our soldiers are still dying over there.
That's
that
fact.
Number is going up, too, Ms.
That's
Brown.
That's fact.
Ms. Brown, where does it come to an end? An end, Ms. Brown. Ms. Brown, those people are fighting more harder now than they ever did. It is to the point, Ms. Brown, every day somebody's dying over there.
Mm-hmm.
And what are we? What, I mean, Saddam is out. So what's going on, Ms. Brown?
Mm.
It's like they got more leaders now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They're fighting harder. When he's gone.
People weren't dying like this when Saddam Hussein was in office, were they?
Right.
I'm just asking. All right. Thanks for
Ms.
your
Brown,
call.
Have a lovely day.
All right. 454-0400. Don't forget Saturday the. Urban Institute. We're going to talk about the Team 4 plan. We're going to talk about the connection of the Team 4. That's Irene J. Smith and myself. Team 4 plan to charter schools. Team 4 plan to the voter ID bill. Team 4 plan to eminent domain. You don't want to miss it. 9 o'clock on Saturday. The address is 1020 North Taylor, right off of, you can get to it off of Del Mar, but it's 1020 North Taylor, 1020 North Taylor. Be there Saturday morning at 9 o'clock. Continental breakfast will be served. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. Juanita.
How you doing, Liz?
I'm outstanding.
That's good. I haven't had a chance to hear you much because I'm working every day. But anyway, I don't really have an off day right now. But anyway, what was your take? I'm sure you talked about it on this lady, the judge. She didn't want to send this man to jail because he was too short.
Oh, no, I have not talked about this.
Oh, you haven't? But
no.
You have heard about it?
Mm-mm. Actually, no, I haven't heard about it.
Okay, yeah, he did. She just they was complaining about it because she said it would have been too dangerous for him to go to jail because he was too short. I think he was 5 feet or almost 5 feet or something.
Mm-hmm.
And so everybody was complaining about her. I think he was a sex predator or something.
Okay, I need more details to have a comment about it. And I also need to know what he was what he was found guilty of or being sentenced to as well.
Okay, maybe somebody else heard on news can call you.
Okay,
thank
you. All right, thank
you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Get to me. You're on the wake-up call.
How you doing, Liz?
I'm out.
This is Pepsi.
Yes.
Liz, I'd like to ask a question there. I came in on the program where you had the ladies on, and it was speaking about the police coming into your home, don't let them in, and stuff like this.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how do that affect a blind person? I'm blind, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it was like 3 years ago where it is I had some problems with the police or whatever. Well, with my neighbors anyway. And when the police came to my house, I opened up the door, but they bogarted their way on, you know, in.
How did they bogart their way in?
They just pushed their way on in.
Okay, they pushed their way in.
Right,
okay.
And when I was trying to explain things to them, one of them choked me.
Mm-hmm.
But when I called 911 to explain, the lady told me where it is, like, well, did you get their badge number? Who are they? I said, ma'am, I'm blind.
Mm-hmm.
And they like, well, it's nothing that we can do. So
did you call and make a complaint? Did you go down and file a complaint?
No, I didn't.
Okay, that's one thing that you could have done. That's one thing that you should have done. Because you know what time they came, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So you could have made a complaint about them coming to your house,
mm-hmm.
and you should have filed a complaint about that. That's one thing that you can do. You're in a special situation where obviously it's going to be hard for you to be able to say I saw him do this or I saw the
right.
But also you're in a position also that they clearly have to make special arrangements to, if they have a warrant, then they have to have somebody either read it to you or bring a warrant that you're able to read. And if they didn't do that, it's going to be easier. I mean, they may not even remember that you were blind. They could have filled out a police report that said that you read it and that you signed it. So that's why it is so critical for you to have gone down and to file the complaint. And you know what? Also, for someone in your circumstances, I think it would be really good if you were to have somebody come into your home. There are all kinds of cameras that you can put into your home that nobody else knows that they are that are there but you.
Oh, okay.
And have someone put cameras in your home.
Okay.
That way you have cameras that can record what's going on in your home. So that way you can have a friend or an expert look at the camera after someone like that has left, and then you'll have your record for it.
All right. Then.
Okay, that's one thing that you can do to protect yourself. Have a camera. Have cameras installed in your home.
Okay, then.
Okay?
All right. Thanks a lot, Liz.
You're welcome.
All right, now.
454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Get up, get up, get to me. You're on the wake-up call.
Yes, Liz, I held on a long time to speak with your guest yesterday. I think his name was Carl Canetta.
Mm-hmm.
Is that okay? Well, he was speaking about, I think Haditha, I think the way pronounced, about these killings that our soldiers are accused of massacring over 24 people. And the point was, he talked about training. And I was going to call to ask him, does he think that before we did a preemptive strike on Iraq, our officers were sent over to Israel for urban warfare training? And I was wondering, maybe some of the training they receive in Israel is why they're reacting the way they are. What do you think about that?
I don't know how many officers were sent to Israel. I don't know the extent of the training. I would have to know those types of things before I could draw a conclusion about the possibility of the training that was received there. I live in America, and I know how prisoners are treated.
Mm-hmm.
I know how citizens are treated. I know that people that are accused are treated. I know all of those things. I know that there's a case that I have on my website right now on my St. Louis Blogitude of a white male having electrodes attached to his genitals in his home by the police prior to us going over to Iraq. So I would have to know far more about whether or not you could lay the blame at the feet of the specific training that some soldiers received in Israel. I think that I need to know a lot more.
Okay. There's been a lot of talk about Ali Zaakari being killed in Iraq. But to me, I wonder, was that just a laser strike? I wonder were civilians injured? Because how do you bomb someplace and only he is killed?
That's a very good question. Thanks for your call. That's
You're
a very
welcome.
Good question. 454-0400 is my phone number. We're taking a break. I'm Liz Brown. This is the wake-up call. You need to get to me.
News update. Dateline Hartford. The City Council of New London, Connecticut voted this week to evict people living in riverfront homes so that a redevelopment project can go forward. The city wants to take the property to construct a hotel, a convention center, and pricey condominiums. Seven homeowners have fought the process by arguing that government can't use eminent domain to make way for private development. But last year, the Supreme Court ruled that municipalities can use a wide range of methods to generate tax revenue and upheld the right of seizure. Since that ruling, five of those seven homeowners agreed to settle and get out. The project has been underway for over 10 years and concerns a neighborhood located on the Thames River, where it meets the ocean. And at Dateline New York. If you watch the national news regularly, you may have noticed that coverage on the war is getting less airtime. Network executives have decided that war stories are getting too depressing for the audience. But high-profile murder stories are just fine for the public to see. On a related note, White House Press Secretary Tony Snow said last week that President Bush became aware of the situation in Haditha only after a reporter for Time magazine had called and asked for a comment on it. This is your wake-up call global news update. Time again to register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now.
For the issues that matter most to you, of course, it's AM 920 WGNU. This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me from 2 to 4 every weekday afternoon. Dial 1-800-DR-LAURA.
Get in the zone. AutoZone. Oil is the lifeblood of your engine. So get more life out of your car and change your oil and filter every 3 months or 3,000 miles. Right now at AutoZone, when you buy 5 quarts of Castrol motor oil, you'll get a free oil filter valued at up to $3.99. See store for details. So don't put off your next oil change any longer. Protect your engine and save money doing it with a free oil filter from AutoZone. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
No more calls for the Friday drawing. We have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. Thank you.
Hi, this is Brett Rosen with Head Thumping Talk Radio on WGNU. Just letting you know that we are moving to a new time from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. every Thursday morning. Dedicated to making you mad or making you think since 1999. Watching everything the engineer
would move. What you need to know, when you need to know it. The award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Rise up, oh. Rise up, oh. Everybody gotta rise up. Come follow me, rise up, oh. Rise up, oh. It's the massive, got to rise up. You got to rise up, oh. Rise up, oh. Everybody gotta rise up. Yeah, you gotta rise up, oh. Rise up, oh.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get up, get up, get to me. Deshaun. Good morning. You're on the air, Deshaun.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Hey, sweetie.
You're how you doing?
Fine. How are you?
I'm talking about the... Yes.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, yes, Deshaun.
Turn
your radio down.
How you doing?
Fine, Deshaun. Turn your radio down. It'll be easier for you to hear.
Okay, hold on.
All right.
Yes, I did.
Okay.
I'm talking about China. They, everything I see, it got made in China, made in China. I mean, what's up with that? Is that true or what? Or, are they trying to just get people to come and live in China?
The way that the economy is working right now, the way that, trade practices are working right now, a lot of businesses are getting their products in China. Walmart is one of the biggest companies in the United States that does the most trade with China. A lot of products come from China. Does that bother you?
Yeah, because I don't see anything else made. I mean, radios made in China, microwaves made in China.
So you don't see anything made in the United States?
Uh-uh.
Yep, and that's, how old are you?
I'm 10.
You're 10. That's one of the things that you need to really, I'm really pleased to see you taking notice of that, because what you're seeing is, part of your observation is the fact that you're concerned about jobs being, not being in the United States, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that you need to be concerned about, because you're 10, and I don't know what the world's going to be like 10 years from now when you're 20, or 15 years from now when you're 25 and you're out there in the job market. We need to, you know what, you need to be thinking about electing politicians that want to make certain that jobs stay here in the United States, and quit making it so easy for companies like Walmart to go and ship all of their business to China and kill businesses here in the United States. That's something that your generation is going to have to work very hard on, because I don't know what's going to be here by the time you get 25.
Mm-hmm.
Do you talk to your mom and dad about this?
Uh-uh.
Okay, you need to talk to them about this. And you know what? I would be very interested, Deshaun, if you would sit down with some of your friends
mm-hmm.
and talk to them about that, and then come and tell me what you guys said about it.
Okay.
Okay, would you do that for me?
Yes.
Okay, do you listen to the show?
My grandma turned it on every morning.
All right. Well, Tashawn, thank you so much for calling.
All right.
And I'm going to wait for you to call me back, okay? Talk to your friends about that and then bring that back to me.
All right.
Okay. Take care, Tashawn.
All right.
454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. See? We have to prepare a world for the Deshaun's out there. He's worried about it, and he should be. And we should be worried about it because we can do something about it. Safari?
Yeah. Hi. How you doing, Ms. Brown?
I am wonderful. How are you?
Yeah, I'm fine. Yeah, I wanted to talk about the United Nations and Bolton.
Okay, you want to talk about John Bolton?
Yeah, John Bolton.
57 years old, all right.
Yeah, did you hear what he was saying and what happened?
Which time?
Yesterday.
Okay, what did he say yesterday?
Okay, there was one of the Kofi Annan deputies that said something about Rush Limbaugh and Fox News. So, Bolton now, he wants Kofi Annan to apologize for it.
Huh?
Yeah.
John Bolton wants Kofi Annan to apologize for something that one of his secretaries said about somebody on Fox News.
Yeah.
Is that right? Did
and
I get it right?
And Rush Limbaugh, too.
And Rush Limbaugh, too. And what did Kofi Annan say? Did he say, kiss my grits?
Yeah, it's almost... Yeah, that's what he said. I mean, he said he's not going to apologize because the person who was telling the truth about, you know, these two guys, proper guys.
Isn't that some... Isn't that... Now, wait a minute. What does John Bolton have to do with Rush Limbaugh and Fox News? He's supposed to be... What's it? He's the U.S. ambassador to the U.N.?
Yeah.
So he's worried about the reputation of Rush Limbaugh, the world's biggest drug addict.
Yeah.
And then Fox News, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, we know that he's focused on his job, isn't he?
Yeah, I think these guys are planning to really discredit the United Nations because they don't want to obey any rules that the United Nations, you know.
Hmm. Well, what there's an article in USA Today talking about that he's not being particularly effective in his job, and which makes sense because if you're not diplomatic, I don't expect that you're going to be a very good diplomat. And
yeah.
He is not.
Yeah, I think he was put there for a purpose, and I think now he's showing his colors now.
Mm.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, Ms. Brown, thanks.
Thank you. Thanks for your call. The article in USA Today on John Bolton said that he's a real force here, but in a way that provokes a lot of reaction and opposition from others. Given the bitterness caused by the U.S.-led invasion of Iraq, let us not forget that the UN did not support this. Bolton was perceived as what you needed was an ambassador. The people in the UN are saying what you needed was an ambassador who would heal, not deepen rifts. And Bolton, like Condoleezza Rice, like George W. Bush, in the area of diplomacy, in the area of relationships with other countries, in the area of reputation worldwide, they have done nothing but cement in many, many, far too many people's minds that this is in some respects, a godless. This, in some respects, this is a godless cowboy nation that doesn't care about anybody else but themselves and will run you over to get a nickel up off the street. That's the reputation. Or run you down and kill you to get a nickel up off the street. And according to those that assess what's going on in the UN, They say that Bolton's behavior has made it more difficult to win support in the General Assembly for changes that would make the United Nations more effective. This has led to a naked power struggle where reforms are either seen as weakening or strengthening the U.S. control over the organization. It is unusual. Now, these words were coming from a top U.N. official. And it is unusual for a top U.N. official to criticize an ambassador from any host country. Mind you, the United States pays 22% of the $3.8 billion annual operating budget. But Bolton has pushed people to this place. And we've got to look at who brought Bolton to us, whose decision-making, whose ability, whose skill brought us Bolton. Oh, yeah, that would be Boy George. Is he working? And in all fairness to Bolton, I guess if the plan is to discredit the UN, then we have somebody that is on task. That is exactly what he is attempting to do to discredit. Now, generally speaking, every other American ambassador to the U.S. ambassador to the U.N., that was not their goal. And they worked out far more effectively. But I guess then George would say, well, they didn't work out good on my goal because my goal is to discredit the U.N. Don't forget, folks, Saturday, Urban Institute meeting at 9 o'clock at 1020 North Taylor. Join us. Just drop in. Have a cup of coffee. Have a glass of orange juice. Have a donut. Have something to snack on as we take apart, dissect, and deal with the issues that confront our community. You need to be there this Saturday at 9 o'clock. We're going to talk about the Team 4 plan. Charter schools, how they feed into it, how they all are fruit of the same poisonous tree, that poisonous tree being Team 4 plan. I'm Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. I will be back same time, same place, domani. Until then, stay strong.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, our power. Please do not beg folks for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it.
A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny.